about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Okay. Who can tell me what this is? Anyone? Does anyone know what this is? Nobody knows what this is? That's too bad. I don't know either. I was hoping you could help.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Why do you feel compelled to give out the time every 5 minutes? All cars have the time. All computer screens have the time on them. There are clocks everywhere. Yet with OCD-like precision, you are compelled to always give out the time. It's horrendous.
It's 8:25.
And now.
Because if you can't control me, then you can't control him. You can't control him. Then you can't control him. And then the information age starts.
Our feature presentation.
That's an excellent point, Kanye. Thanks so much for starting off the show that way. It is a Wednesday morning Kevin and Bean show here on the world famous K-Rock. It's awfully sad and lonely in that room, beer mug.
Well, at least I have myself and my food and my coffee and you, Bean.
So, Lisa is on vacation this week.
Yeah.
And the monkey, Kevin, as listeners know, has the Brazilian AIDS.
Yes, which he gave to Chip very successfully last week, and he still has it this week.
But didn't Chip get over it in like 6 hours? Wasn't she like felt a little down one day and then she was fine? Back to work?
Yeah, she still has a little bit of it, but she's still working.
Kevin's been home 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
Is this still whatever happened in Brazil or is this something new?
I don't know. He was coughing, you know, yesterday and Monday, so a lot. I don't know if it's getting worse or what.
Well, he might be dead by now, the way it's going. You know, that's my default position. It just seems uncool to make me talk to Beer Mug. There's got to be another solution.
There must be
somebody we can bring in. Do we have a bus stop out in front of the station? Can't we just go grab one of those people?
That is a good option. We could talk to Jay, our utilities guy here. He's walking around.
All right. Well, Ralph will be in a minute with the showbiz beat. In the meantime, let's get started with this story. Her name is Claire Leeson. She is 24 years old. She lives in Essex, England. And she's a little bit obsessed with Kim Kardashian. She was watching the TV show. Her friends told her, hey, you sort of look like Kim Kardashian. So she watches the show and she realizes, quote, I had the same amount of siblings and that we have the same kind of arguments and things going on. I thought she was so beautiful and I really wanted to be like her. So what she did was start getting plastic surgery to look like Kim Kardashian. So far, she has spent an estimated $30,000. Breast implants, hair extensions, spray tans, makeup, clothing, doing everything she can to look like Kim Kardashian. She says that part of it is that she relates to Kim. The other part is that she is trying to regain her self-confidence after being bullied as a teen. She had her teeth whitened. She said she had her boobs enhanced. She went in to the doctor with pictures of Kim Kardashian and said, this is what I want it to look like. She also wears butt padding in her clothes, a silicone-based butt padding. These are pants that have silicone inside them. She says they feel real, but she, when she can afford it, is planning on having surgery to make her ass bigger as well.
Is this a mental disorder?
That's a great question, Beer Mug. I have to say yes. I have to say yes.
Yeah, because if you strive to be somebody, look like somebody else.
I mean, look, lots of people go in and go, hey, I think Jennifer Lawrence has a cute nose. I'd like to have a nose look like her. Or these are the breasts on the celebrity that I admire. That's one thing to go. That's, you know, let's make that happen so that I still look like me, but a better version of me. She is trying to clone Kim Kardashian is what she's trying to do here. I thought this was fascinating, too. Again, she's 24 years old, and I know you're thinking, what 24-year-old can afford $30,000 in, you know, plastic surgery and clothes and hair extensions and everything else? It's come at quite a price, one she cannot afford. In a recent interview on This Morning, a British television show. She says she is in debt up to her eyeballs and is receiving threatening letters from creditors. It is not enough to deter her from her dream of looking like Kim Kardashian. I work, but my job doesn't pay enough. I've used credit cards to pay for everything. I'm in major debt. I say that I'm going to pay them as soon as the money comes in. I just keep thinking about getting my Kimmy on. Oh. When I get my Kimmy on, I feel like I'm unstoppable and untouchable, and I feel like no one can stop me, and I can make something of myself. I feel strong. I feel that I have built up enough confidence to love myself a little more.
Wow.
And she does. I mean, if you saw her, you know, from a distance, you would go, hey, that's Kim Kardashian. Oh, wait, it's not. But her, you know, Kim was born with a beautiful, natural face. This woman looks like a woman who's had plastic surgery on her face to have it shaped to look like Kim Kardashian. So it is not altogether successful. But I think you might be onto something there. I think maybe some sort of plastic surgery intervention or something needs to happen here.
Especially when she realizes that she's in credit card debt up to her neck and she keeps doing what she's doing.
Yes, yes. Usually that is usually that's a sign that you've got some sort of screw loose if you continue to make horrific bad decisions in the face of all the evidence.
Well, she should keep doing what she's doing then.
that's how you live your life, Bug.
Yeah.
I just tweeted out a photo of the young lady if you want to see for yourself on Twitter at Clyde Tumbaugh, and we'll get Dave to retweet it at Kevin and Bean as well. All right, let's talk about today's all-new Kevin and Bean show.
Oh, that actually sounds pretty bad.
Actually, most days that would be accurate, but today I think you're going to be very satisfied with today's all-new Kevin and Bean show because some of our favorite funny people join us in studio today, including Eddie Ift, who is rarely out of Australia, but he's back in Southern California with shows coming up in the Hollywood Improv. Our friend Eddie is going to be joining us in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. Adam Carolla in the 8 a.m. hour today. And winner of America's, what's that show called?
Best Comic Standing.
Best Comic Standing, yeah. Felipe Esparza, very funny. He's at the Brea this weekend, and Brea Improv this weekend. He's going to be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour. And we got to talk about the viral video that everyone had on yesterday. Everyone was talking about this poor guy just trying to cancel his Comcast cable.
Oh, I can't wait for this. I haven't heard this. I'm so excited.
It's unbelievable the strong arm tactics he got to try to stay with Comcast. He just wanted to cancel his account. And it's just amazing. And it has started a whole conversation about customer service and what that means. Also, Lightning comes by with a brand new episode of Lightning Strikes on the program today. And your Afro calls, too, where, of course, you can call us anytime at 323-520-AFRO. Ralph joins us for the Showbiz Beat. That's next here on K-Rock. Next week, down in San Diego, the Whale's Vagina, is Comic-Con at the Convention Center. It's been sold out since about 5 minutes after the tickets went on sale months ago, but we are going to be there broadcasting live next Thursday and Friday at the Hard Rock Hotel. Please come on by and say hi. And we are also giving away some passes for you if you would like to join us. Robin, anything we need to know as we open up the phones for people to call in bright and early?
This would be really good for you if you knew a lot about superheroes and their history. Superhero history, right. Let's say, not to give too much away, but you should know the long time sort of famous moments in a superhero's life, both Marvel and DC.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. Give you a chance to earn your way into San Diego's sold out Comic-Con. Call right now. We'll talk to you coming up right after the top of the hour. Ralph is here. Time for the Showbiz Beat here on a Wednesday. What's going on?
And Don, I want to hear. I just read the new ones. I don't know anything about it. I don't want to hear those tweets or emails anymore. You always talk about things that happened so long. Yeah, these heroes have been around for about 50, 60 years each. So if you don't know anything about their history, that's on you, son. All right, I feel better. I got that out. Speaking of comic books and superheroes, big news yesterday. Shocking news from Marvel Comics. Announcing there's a new Thor. And it's a chick.
Excuse me?
Thor is now a woman.
Whoa. What's wrong with the Thor we have?
I guess sales are slipping. So
is this an additional Thor? Are there now two Thors?
There's only one Thor right now, and Thor is a Thur.
Thor got a sex change.
No. It's a new hero will wield the hammer.
Okay.
It's not a temporary female substitute, says the editor of the magazine. She's now the one and only Thor, and she is worthy. Boy, Chris Hemsworth is going to be bummed.
No kidding.
He's going to have to get a sex change operation now. You're going to have that wang cut off.
Right.
Yeah. They say this is, but insiders say this is an attempt for Marvel to court more female readers. No, I'm surprised. It's somewhere like 43% of all comic book readers are women. Did you know
that? That is shockingly hard to believe.
Yeah. So there's a big audience out there, and they want a larger piece of it. So they figure giving them a strong, high-profile female character a la Wonder Woman for DC will give Marvel a boost up in sales. So Thor's now, as a woman.
As a fan of the genre and yes. as a comic book writer yourself now,
yes,
Ralph.
Yes, yes.
Good decision?
I am sort of a traditionalist when it comes to my superheroes. I think a lot of stuff this do when they kill off heroes, you know, very, very flamboyantly and publicly trying to boost ratings by getting a lot of promotion. Oh, we just, Superman's dead. And then they bring him back, you know, 6 months later. I think all those stunts, well, I understand why they're, why they do them, why they're, the comic book industry is in dire peril. Sales are down, so I can see why they
except
do
except for Batman 66.
Except for Batman 66.
Can't keep that one on the stands.
The Green Hornet, yes, it's huge. I can see why they do these sort of publicity stunts, but I'm not a fan. I think if you just do really solid stories with great art, like has always been the history of comic books, then you'll sell more books. People will get excited about it. But
right.
These reboots and these reinventions and the stuff that they do, it's kind of lost on me.
Girl Thor. Girl Never Thor. Thought we'd see that day.
And then,
I guess you won't be needing this sausage.
That's right. That's what they said to Chris Hemsworth. Don't call her Lady Thor. Don't call her Thor Girl. Don't call her Miss Thor. She's now just Thor, and she's a woman. Hear her roar. I heard you talk about that Kim Kardashian chick, the chick who's getting her...
her, what about her?
Just destroying her body, looks like Kim Kardashian. Maybe she's got a point. Maybe she knows what she's doing. Because I was shocked and deeply, deeply depressed upon the news from Bloomberg News, which does mostly financial news, reporting that Kim Kardashian's new video game, are you familiar with this app that she's got, Kim Kardashian Hollywood?
Yes.
You play it on your phone.
Taken the world by storm.
I mocked it roundly at Hollywood Babylon that I do with Kevin Smith when it was announced, saying, this is the worst game ever. It's not Angry Birds or Words with Friends. You just follow a whore around who goes shopping and walks on a red carpet. No one's going to play this. This is a stupid idea.
And that is the game.
That's
where
the game.
She is your fashion advisor, and you
so
get
tell
little
you what
outfits
to wear,
and go on red carpets. Yeah.
And what which guys to pleasure. And what parties to go to. And that's the app. That's it. And she has things recorded. It's like, Bible, that looks good on you. Oh, my God. Paparazzi are coming. Let's go. I mean, that's it. That's the game. How is that even fun?
No.
Well, it has, shows you what I know, risen to the top-rated status in Apple's mobile app store. It's expected to make... $200 million in sales.
Make it rain, make it rain.
In just 1 year. $200 million.
No.
No.
What
I'm
is
just,
the...
I have no hope anymore.
What's the...
I have no hope.
Inexhaustible fascination that other people have with Kim Kardashian.
It is, you know, if I was a young man looking for a career, I would go into marketing. Because this is proof positive that you can sell anything to the American public. This woman is a wholly made fabrication of marketing and advertising. She is nothing but publicity and marketing. It's remarkable to me. She has no discernible talents or value. She doesn't do anything.
She's just a pretty girl.
She's just a brand. It's fascinating. And also just terribly, terribly sad.
Why are you bad, America?
Why are you bad, America?
It's a great question, Dave.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. All these stars were born today on July the 16th. Stuart Copeland. As a drummer, Beer Mug, what do you think of Stuart Copeland, drummer for the legendary band The Police? Big fan?
Not really a big fan of The Police.
Shut up. 62 years old today.
He's one of the greatest drummers of all time.
That's all he is. That's all. I don't want to hear anything from you ever again.
Neil Peart, on the other hand. Not his birthday. Move on.
Phoebe Cates is 51. Will Ferrell is 47 years old today. Corey Feldman is 43. Chris Pontius celebrates his 40th birthday. Actress Jemma Mays is 35. And Annalyn McCord, she's 27 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Brand new edition of Lightning Strikes this half hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. Also, comedian Eddie Ift coming by, Adam Carolla, and the great Felipe Esparza. That's all on the way this morning here on K-Rock. So Comic-Con is a thing that happens every year down in San Diego.
It's my favorite time of the year. It's like Christmas for nerds.
And it's going to be at the San Diego Convention Center once again. It's always way sold out, but you get a pair of passes to the day of your choice at 1-800-520-1067. What's this game called, Ralph?
It's called the Comic Contest. Can't.
The nerds are on the line waiting to find out what you're going to be asking them.
Well, here's the thing about being a superhero. It's not all about fighting evil. It's not all about supervillains and battles and fighting. There's also love.
Oh.
There's also love and romance. And of all the established superheroes over the years, both in Marvel and DC, they have all had at one time or another significant relationships, boyfriends or girlfriends or husbands or wives that have played big roles in their legend. So I thought today we'd take a look at the significant others of superheroes.
That reminds me, was this ever addressed in the comics? Is Superman the world's greatest lover? Is Lois Lane the luckiest little girl in the world?
Well, no.
No?
Because think about with which if he can fly faster than a speeding bullet, how do you think other things that he does are fast.
So the friction, you know, could kill Lois.
Right. And projectiles, things that shoot out of things and just
could go through walls.
I don't know if they could ever have sex because he could probably kill her.
That's an excellent point. I hadn't thought about that. All right, let's meet our first contestant. Got some ladies on the line today, by the way, Ralph.
Yes, because ladies love love.
And we start with Crystal. She's in Los Angeles. She's the first contestant. If she gets your answer, she'll go into the drawing to win a trip to Comic-Con.
Crystal?
Yes.
Good morning. I'm going to name you a significant other of a superhero. You just have to tell me what superhero, okay?
Okay.
For example, if I said to you, Vicky Vale. Vicky Vale. What superhero's significant other at one time was Vicky Vale?
That would be...
You don't Google nearly fast enough. I'm sorry.
You got to Google a lot faster if you're trying to cheat on the Kevin Abid show.
Yeah, Batman was who we were looking for. Batman's girlfriend at one time was Vicky Vale. Probably his longest relationship was with Vicky Vale.
Thank you for calling, Crystal. We did give her plenty of time. If she knew it, she could have come up with
That's
it.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, let's go line two now. Luis is on the line from Riverside.
Luis?
Hey.
Hey, man. Here's your significant other. What superhero is she attached to? Alicia Masters. Alicia Masters is her name.
Alicia Masters.
Yeah. Who was her longtime boyfriend superhero?
And what a good-looking man he was.
Yeah. Bean knows this one because it's one of his favorites. The Thing. The Thing from the Fantastic Four dated blind sculptress Alicia Masters. That's why she could love him, because she was blind and he
That's
was
right.
ugly.
Had no idea. No That's idea. Right. Thanks for the call, Luis. Let's go to Sam up next in Santa Ana, line 3. 0 for 2 so far.
I know.
Trying to let you into Comic-Con, but you got to help us here. Hi, Sam. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Sam. Here's your significant other. Tell me the superhero.
Turn down your radio, Sam. Listen to us on the phone, dummy.
I am on the phone. My phone just sucks. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, listen up.
All right. Carol Ferris. What superhero was she the longtime girlfriend of?
I don't know. Captain America.
No, I'm sorry. Green Lantern. Green Lantern was the answer we're looking for.
People
know nothing about superheroes.
We have, for two winners, we have admission into Comic-Con, so we're in sudden death now. You get it. That's what
right.
we're doing here. Diana might be one of those winners. She's on line 4. She's in Burbank.
Diana?
Hi. Good morning.
Do you know how have you been doing so far listening to the game on hold?
My heart is about to jump out of my chest. I hope I get this right.
Did you know the other answers?
Yeah, I knew Vicky Vale.
All right. Here we
Good
go.
Luck.
Here's your longtime significant other. Tell me the superhero. Steve Trevor.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, Wonder Woman. We were looking for Wonder Woman. They were an item for a long, long time.
Justin, Redlands, line five.
Come on, Justin.
Save us.
Save us. You can do this?
I can do this.
All right. If I said to you, Sharon Carter, longtime girlfriend of what superhero?
Captain America.
Captain America. There we go. Good boy, Justin. You're going to Comic-Con.
Oh. All right, that's one. Let's see how we do with Shanoa up next. Line six, Canoga Park. Hi, Shanoa. Got one pair of passes left for to join us in San Diego next week. I hope it's you. Here's Ralph.
All right, Shanoa. Mary Jane Watson. Mary Jane Watson, longtime girlfriend of what superhero?
Spider-Man.
Well,
yeah!
Done.
Yeah!
You're going to Comic-Con. Yeah!
Have a great time, and if you're there Thursday or Friday, please stop by and say hi to the Kevin Bean Show. We're going to be broadcasting live with lots of special guests from the Hard Rock Hotel. And thanks for playing. Thanks, Ralph.
You got it.
Nerds! Our old friend Lightning joins us in studio here on the Kevin Bean Show.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. Hey, Light. What's going on, man?
I remember this hour. Ouch.
Come on.
This
now.
Sucks.
It's good for you. It puts hair on your chest.
It does.
Lightning was our producer of the Kevin Bean Show for many years, did a great job, left to go work elsewhere in the building, and now has a lot to do with
it. And regretted it ever since.
Great stuff you see at krock.com. But occasionally, he still picks up the microphone and hits the street and talks to people. And I'm glad you're in here, Ralph, because I know it is a pet peeve of yours.
Yes.
The lengths that people will go to get something that is free or discounted, completely forgetting that their time is also worth something, and they'll line up, like in this case, for hours to save like $5.
What was going on here, Lightning, where you went to? They were trying to get something for free.
You're
going to
be incensed. So it's Friday night. I'm drinking at a restaurant in Long Beach.
Right.
And we look out the window, and there's 300 to 400 people wrapped around the building. I can't see what it is. I'm at the wrong angle. So I go outside and I realize it's a Krispy Kreme donuts. And I think, why is there 300 or 400 people? And I'm pretty good after all these years of judging crowds. There's a lot of freaking people out there.
Right.
And so I ask one of the guys, I say, what's going on here? He says, man, if you buy a dozen donuts, you get the second dozen for 77 cents. And I said, it's going to take you 3 hours to get through that line. What's the savings? Man, it's got to be like close to $7. And there's families and people. And I said, this is not a Samsung TV. It's not a Toyota Tundra. You're not getting a free Xbox. You're getting
donuts.
You're not just getting free donuts. You got to buy them. It's just discounted.
You make a great point, Lighting. This isn't being the first guy at Best Buy the day after Thanksgiving to get a new TV for $100. Yeah. This is a $5 item that you're giving up your Friday night for.
These are half-price donuts.
Yes.
That's what people are lining up for.
Now, so I'm at the perfect time. It's about 9:50, and they're closing the doors. There's about 200 people that ain't getting donuts.
Oh, it's going to be a donut riot.
Yes, it is.
All right. So you had half a load on. You came out of the bar and you talked to these people standing in line?
You know me. I've always got the tape recorder.
All right.
Let's hear Lightning Strikes.
Lightning can be deadly. Don't take chances with lightning. Stay safe.
Everybody say hey!
Lightning is violent and unpredictable.
Everybody say ho!
Even today, nobody fully understands the effect lightning has on its victims.
Everybody scream!
When lightning strikes, people listen.
Hey, it's Lightning reporting from Long Beach. Looking at a Krispy Kreme with 400-plus people in line waiting for a 77-cent dozen donuts. And what's going on over here?
Well, there's a huge-ass line.
I know. What's the line for?
It's buy one dozen, get 177.
So how much are you saving when you buy an entire dozen?
Like $8.
So you're going to wait in this line for probably 2 hours to save $8.
Of course.
I don't get you.
I don't get you. Why wouldn't you?
We try to pay somebody at the drive-thru. We try to bribe another guy like this guy right here. Hey, we'll buy your donuts off of you.
They're delicious. It's not describable.
Creamy. They're creamy. They melt in your mouth. They're warm.
I can think of some other things that are creamy and melt in your mouth. Let's walk over in line.
Donuts! Donuts! Donuts!
Oh, you got donuts.
We did.
How many did you get?
24.
You know you can sell those at a great markup right now. We got donuts for $100 right over here, hot and fresh. How long were you in line?
Like an hour or two.
What?
You were not in line for 2 hours.
I swear you were.
2 hours of your time was worth $8. That's it.
Definitely. Krispy Kreme. It's what's the best. So
I know, but Krispy Kreme is here. They're like 7 days a week.
Okay, I understand what you mean. It's kind of ridiculous.
Okay, so we came here, and then she like was standing right behind us, and I was talking to her. I was, you know, we were agreeing. I thought we had like some kind of connection there. Yeah, and she just walks away with her donuts. Swerving with the booty. Like, okay.
So it hurts your feelings that you thought you were friends with the girl in front of you and yeah. She didn't let you in.
Especially when it comes to donuts, you know, I think you can build a friendship when it comes to, like, donuts.
Oh, you got a coupon?
Yeah. It's
a heartbreaker?
No, we'll come back tomorrow. It's all good.
Yeah. Were you standing in line for a while?
Yeah, like an hour.
An hour and no donuts?
No donut, but that's all right.
You guys are crazy.
Hey, it's diehards.
Donuts! Donuts! Donuts!
Man, I just want my donuts. They tripping right now. I'm going to have to call the police and everything. I'm about to sue. They didn't tell us y'all closed at 10. Come on.
We're going to shut the doors on all these people?
Yeah.
There's going to be a riot out here.
Bullshit.
What's happening, guys? How are those donuts treating you?
Oh, my good. God.
Yeah.
Nice and warm. Nice and warm.
Amazing. How long were you guys waiting in line?
For about 2 hours.
2 hours?
Yeah. It was a long wait. It was worth it.
These donuts are life-changing.
Okay. Have you been to Krispy Kreme before?
Yes.
Yeah. How are tonight's donuts any different than yesterday's donuts?
It was just worth it. It was just worth all the way.
How many dozens did you get?
We just got two. Two dozens.
Two dozen. And you ate all of them?
Yeah.
I ate four right now.
I had four in like less than a minute.
You're a pig. And what's your savings here in donuts? Like, how much do you think you saved?
$7.
Congratulations on your donuts. I'd ask to have one, but they're gone.
The promotion Friday was for Krispy Kreme's 77th birthday, so it was a one-day-only promotion for 77 cents.
Who cares? They still make donuts every day,
I know.
Right?
I point that out because I don't want anyone listening to think, oh, that sounds like a great deal. I better drive down to that Krispy Kreme in Long Beach. It is over. It was just Friday only. That's some sad sheeple right there. Yeah. Like, thanks. Good
like,
work,
what's
man.
Your time worth, dude? Come on now.
$8, I guess. I don't think the devil horns are appropriate for that song, Ralph. We're not a Judas Priest
Stay
show.
Dead.
Come on. Hey, there's a brand new K-Rock Summer sticker available for you for free now at all Southern California Hot Topic locations. With it, a chance for you to enter to win a 2014 Dodge Challenger, a chance to win a trip to see the Black Keys anywhere in North America, plus a $500 Hot Topic gift card. The K-Rock van is also out going to various Hot Topic stores, including today our own beer mug. Is going to be at the Hot Topic at the Northridge Fashion Center from 1 till 3. Mugs, I can't believe this. You're bringing 9-inch Nails tickets.
Yes.
Tickets to see the 1975.
Arcade Fire. A Day to Remember.
Slightly Stupid. Unbelievable how much concert stuff you got there. And other prizes, too. You can get the details at KROQ.com. But again, that's today in Northridge at the Fashion Center from 1 till 3 at the Hot Topic location there with Beer Mug.
Now, what are the odds that Very Stupid would bring Slightly Stupid?
How dare you?
Do listeners bring you food or anything, Mugs? How does it work where they come to see you?
The food court is like 3 steps away. So
that's how you plan your sticker hits?
That's the only reason Mugs took the gig.
That's right. All right. The Kevin and Bean Afro line is on the air right now for you at 323-520-AFRO. This is our voicemail here at the show. Anytime you, you know, there are a lot of different ways you can reach us through the Kevin and Bean Facebook page or on Twitter. You can email us. You can, call, whatever you want to do. But some people just prefer to leave a message if they think of us when we're not on the air, including this one, who I think is singing what may be an anthem for 4th of July in the future.
4th of July, 4th of July, 4th of July. Ooh, ah,
very impressive sound effects there, I think.
Good work.
Here's a listener who's making, I think, a very valid point about our man Beer Mug.
Beer Mug was on vacation, huh? Vacation from what? Being a fat asshole?
Wow.
No, he didn't take any time off from that.
Here's another Beer Mug fan.
Fire Beer Mug, Fire Beer Mug, Fire Beer Mug, why don't you? He's the reason Omar's office, Omar's office, smells like poo.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Lisa May is not here. She's actually on vacation in beautiful scenic New Jersey right now. But I think this is in reference to maybe some of the stomach problems she's been having because she's on the cloud diet.
Hey, Lisa. Hey, Lisa. Can I put my Hashimoto in your leaky gut? Yeah.
Not pleasant to think about.
No, it's not.
I don't know what's going on here.
There's a storm of ruin in my pants.
That's a pirate with an erection, Beam.
I guess so, but why is he sharing that with us?
Because they're chatty people, the pirates.
It's very rare that a Kevin Bean listener runs into me on the street. Let's face it, I'm not out much, but apparently, I don't remember, but apparently this guy did.
So I'm taking a leak at the public urinal, and the guy next to me looks over to me and says, "You're pretty." Was it Bean?
Was it Bean?
I don't remember, but maybe that was me. Here's a guy, we haven't figured out why he hates Kevin so much, but he calls all the time, and there's so much rage for him. Listen.
Hello, Bean bastard. I heard you went to go visit your horny-ass donkey. It's just too bad he didn't cut off your head.
Oh, wait, now he hates me,
now,
too?
Now it's on you.
And now let's see where his hate is expanding.
Hello, fake. I mean, Drake. Can you please give this message to YG? YG, I hear your music. It's all right, man. It's not bad at all. So do me a favor. Why don't you go to Iraq so they can cut the f*** off of your head?
Now, wow. If he likes YG's music, why does he want him to go to Iraq and lose his head?
And why does he think Drake is answering our phone here at K-Rock?
I don't know. There's so much rage, and I have bad news for you, Ralph. Now he's coming for you.
What?
Hey, Ralph Garman. I have a f***ing idea for your Batman comic book series. Here it goes. You play Mr. Freeze. Batman reaches inside his utility belt, grabs his f***ing utility knife, and cuts off your Mr. Freeze f***ing head.
Yeah. Kind of saw that coming.
A lot of rage going on in that young man. Here's another one for you, Ralph.
Yeah, Ralph! Woo! Shut the f*** up! God damn it!
No one seems happy with us today.
I know
what's happening.
You know there's a dial they can turn.
There's what?
There's a dial they can turn, you know. Right. They don't have to just sit there and hate us.
And finally, a couple of messages. Let's see how much we can get through from the Armenian comedian, who we haven't talked to in a while. Tell me, as you listen to him, and I think he's singing songs for us today, he sounds unusually happy or just extra high. You be the judge.
KROQ is my FM 106.7. Oh, yeah. Show me your love. Show me your love. You're something special. Get on the bus. I start bandits.
We have a new jingle. It's awesome.
Now, when Sam calls, do you think that he has a song written down that he's going to sing for us, or is he completely freestyling?
Of course he's well-prepared. The guy, he's a machine. He just cranks out well-crafted tune after well-crafted tune.
All right, we got one more. Let's see if that's the case.
When I met you in the summer, I don't know what's going to happen in the winter. Oh, maybe when I met you in the spring, I don't know what's going to happen in the autumn. Oh, yeah, what's going to happen in the winter when I met you in the summer?
Okay. Yep.
When I met you in the summer,
right.
My heart sounds.
Yes.
We've been in love at the least term ground. Mm-hmm. Oh, we can be together, baby. Oh, yeah.
Is he calling from a bus depot? What the hell's going on?
Dave thinks he's trying to sing the Calvin Harris summer hit. He thinks that's a cover version that he's doing. It's a song he must like on the radio on another station.
That's awesome.
Well, keep doing what you're doing, Sam. And for everyone else, call the Afro-Line anytime you think of us at 323-520-AFRO. Ralph's got the showbiz beat. That's next on K-Rock. Some of our very favorite funny people on the Kevin and Bean Show today, including Eddie Ift next hour, also Adam Carolla in the 8 o'clock hour, and Felipe Esparza, winner of Last Comic Standing, will be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour this morning. Love, Felipe. That's all coming up. Right now, Rob's got the showbiz beat here on a Wednesday. What's going on?
Well, it's probably just as well Kevin is out sick, because if he wasn't sick, this story would make him sick. The Beatles are in the news again this morning. Yay! Has been announced that Ron Howard, legendary movie director, one-time Opie, one-time Richie Cunningham, is going to direct a documentary about the Beatles during their touring years between 1960 and 1966.
I'm in.
Yeah, I guess
I am
too.
In.
I guess me too.
I know. I guess that you could argue that there is nothing that we haven't heard or seen. If we're interested in finding it, it's been pretty well documented.
This is kind of a fresh take, though, about their touring life, because it's always been referred to and mentioned. It's always included in any story you see about the Beatles, but really no one's really focused on it.
That's true. That's a good point. And, you know, when we had Paul McCartney on recently, we were talking about his upcoming Dodger Stadium date, and he made mention of the fact that Beatles concerts, forget the fact that they couldn't hear anything that
right.
they were performing in the later years because the crowds were screaming so loud. He said the average Beatles concert was about 30 minutes.
Yeah. It's crazy. Still Beatles movies being made.
Had to be miserable, though, for them to go out there and to just be wasting their time.
Ah, they're boning, cashing their checks. They didn't mind.
Maybe so.
Ron Howard is directing. Tom Hanks must be furious. Because, you know, Tom Hanks is like a nut for the 60s music and stuff.
Right.
And this is probably something he would have liked to have done. Are you watching that 60s documentary series on CNN?
I've seen some, and I have it all recorded. I definitely plan on catching it. It's so well done.
Yeah, it's good work.
Really good.
Sandra Bullock is even better than we thought, and we all thought she was pretty awesome. She got nerves of steel. I don't know if you remember last month, there was a report of some stalker breaking into her home.
Yeah.
And they said, well, no, there was no word on whether Sandra Bullock was even home at the time. But it turns out she was. TMZ.com got a peek at the search warrant regarding Joshua Corbett is the name of the accused in this case. Apparently, Sandra got up in the middle of the night because she heard banging outside her house. When she went back to lock her bedroom door, there she saw this guy standing there right in front of her. Imagine how terrifying that must be.
I can't.
According to the legal documents, he started apologizing profusely, begging her not to press charges. Of course, she did call the police, and he was arrested.
His intent? Do we know, Ralph?
Stalking. He just wanted to be near her.
Mm-hmm.
He is now facing 19 felony counts for, first of all, stalking, but then burglary and unlawful entry, but then also owning an arsenal of weapons.
Oh, see, now it gets
bad.
Creepy.
That's bad news right there. So, Sandra Bullock facing down her accuser right in her own home. That's just got to be the worst.
Kevin Bean, this one thing I forgot to tell you, Kevin Bean.
No, what's that, Dota?
I need a woman.
No. Was Dota broken? Hedwig and the Angry Inch. This is why you put big TV stars in your musicals on Broadway. After just 16 weeks, the musical has made back $5 million, which was its initial investment. So it's in the black from now on. Neil Patrick Harris, of course, from How I Met Your Mother, and Doogie Howser, the star of the show. And it's taking in $1 million a week, every week.
And it's funny because it's not a mainstream show.
No,
that content is not for, you know, all the tourists in New York. But I think the draw of seeing Neil Patrick Harris in person is just irresistible to people because everybody loves him.
Plus, there's a certain audience that loves Broadway.
That's true also.
Which I think is helping the appeal. Meanwhile, here's proof positive to my story. Hedwig the Angry Inch is a largely entertaining story about a transsexual, I guess you could call him. And there is a certain gay, homosexual audience that likes Broadway. You know, who doesn't like Broadway apparently is boxing fans. Rocky, the musical, is closing.
Wow, that didn't take long.
Nope, just 28 previews and 188 regular performances. It will close its doors on Sunday, August the 17th. So I guess people who like boxing and Sylvester Stallone just couldn't get behind a musical where Rocky stops and starts singing in the middle of his workout. So
rap is out with the Tupac musical.
Yeah.
Boxing is out with the Rocky, but bring on those penis jokes.
Put me in a wig and makeup!
I don't know, I can go makeup. I can put a wig and makeup. I don't be a Broadway star.
Well, you're a rude guy. I'm trying very hard, and you're being rude. That's bad manners.
You're being rude.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Phoebe Cates is 51 years old today. Boy, she sure stopped pretty much working when she got married.
She sure did. Very rarely do you see someone just walk away from it like she did.
I always loved her. I thought she was adorable and very
great
talented.
Actress.
Yeah. She married, of course, Kevin Kline, and then once they got married, she pretty much stopped working. Stuart Copeland, drummer for The Police, is 62 years old. Our buddy actor Will Ferrell celebrates his 47th birthday. Corey Feldman is 43. Chris Pontius, 40 years old today. Actress Jemma Mays is 35. And Anna Lynn McCord celebrates her 27th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Tame Impala on K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ for a Wednesday morning. Comedian Eddie Ift joins us in minutes. By the way, some terrific guests this week on The Kevin and Bean Show, including America's sweetheart herself, Judy Greer, is going to be here tomorrow, along with her co-star for the new show called Married, Nat Faxon. Also, Dr. Drew on the program tomorrow. Meta World Peace beer mug.
What?
From your Los Angeles Lakers.
What?
Going to be joining us. He's doing stand-up now. Weird Al Yankovic on Friday, celebrating the release of his Mandatory Fun album this week, which is amazing. And then on Monday, Weezer stops by to world premiere. What am I hearing?
Why am I... God, will you ever talk about anything that matters to anyone?
The band Weezer is coming in Monday to world premiere their brand new song, Roland.
Weezer?
Yes, Weezer.
Oh, who cares?
Well, lots of people who listen to K-Rock. That's who cares. That's why I'm talking about it. And by the way, what are you doing breaking into the show? We're doing something else right now.
Well, you're not doing what's right, so I had to take matters into my own hands.
What's the problem now? We've been doing nothing but talking about geek stuff this week with Comic-Con coming up.
Oh, Comic-Con. Well, what about the outrage? When are we taking to the streets to riot and to loot and pillage?
What are we outraged about?
They turned Thor into a chick.
Ralph was talking about this earlier. He's talking about how that's the new Thor is a woman now, right? Well, I would think you would love that.
How can a woman wield Mjolnir?
I don't know what that is. Is that an infection? What is that?
Mjolnir!
What is Mjolnir?
Do you have a cleft palate?
I don't know what you're saying. I don't know that word.
Mjolnir is Thor's hammer.
Well, because this is Thor. Because she is Thor.
The inscription on the hammer says, only he who is worthy can wield the hammer.
Right. But she's Thor. That's the thing. She's Thor. It's her hammer now.
But she can't be Thor. There can't be another woman in the world that will never be attainable to me.
What was that? What happened, Roland?
I am holding Mjolnir above my head, wielding the god of thunder power.
Are you knocking down walls in your mom's basement?
No, it's my lightning and thunder. First of all, Thor, god of thunder, not goddess of thunder.
Look, don't take it up with me. This is the decision that the comic book Marvel decided to make.
But this is the bully pulpit. This is the ability to reach many people, and I need to gather up the forces to storm in the streets and to demand the return of my Thor.
I think the decision has been made that Thor is now a woman. Look, are you going to have this kind of protest when there's a female president, or are there just some jobs that you think have to be male only?
No. Who cares what the president is? That's stupid. This is Thor.
This is what's really important.
What's next? Superwoman?
Well, there's Supergirl.
Fat boobies. Green tampon. What's next? We could have... This could be the start of a horrendous downfall. Where are my muscular, manly, superheroes? Where are they?
I see what's going on now. Careful, Roland. Look.
You know how much every year I enjoyed going to Comic-Con to see big, burly men with long, blonde hair and helmets on? What am I going to see now, girls?
I wasn't aware that was the draw for you. I'm sorry.
Don't make it sexual. I'm just talking about manliness. Manliness and penises.
All right. Good.
I'm holding my Mjolnir as we speak.
I bet you are. I think we're going to let you. You're listening to the world-famous K-Rock at 106.7 KROQ. Our friend Adam Carolla next hour and the great Felipe Esparza in the 9 o'clock hour. First, though, speaking of comedians, how about Eddie Ift stopping by? Eddie Ift.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Meta World Peace.
And Meta World Peace is going to be on tomorrow. What is that deal?
I don't know. Like, comedy's not hard enough that I have to compete with all these amazing comedians. Now I have to compete with Meta World Peace.
So Saturday night at the Hollywood Improv, he's going on at 8, and then you follow him at 10.
I'm following him?
I believe so. I think you're at 10 o'clock.
That's awesome. He'll sell so many more tickets than I will.
Ron Artest has a lot of personality, but there's no way he's
can be a comedian, right?
Just the fact of him doing stand-up is kind of comedy. But how good it is, I don't know. And it's unfair because it's not like I could go to a basketball stadium and fill that.
Right, yeah.
You know, he's got me. He's even got me in comedy.
But you do, I mean, look, viewers will give him the benefit of the doubt because he's a celebrity that they already like. Just like, you know, when Mike Tyson does a one-man show, there's a certain fascination in seeing this big star on stage.
It's called a train wreck.
Right. And it's called a train wreck. Right, exactly. Anyway, so that is going to be a big night. That's at the Hollywood Improv. Eddie at 10, Meta World Peace at 8 that same night. So last time I talked to you, Eddie, might have been at April Foolishness.
April Foolishness,
and
yes.
You were getting ready to leave to practically move to Australia, right?
Yeah, well, we're not going to move.
But I mean, you were there for, like, you were doing a month or something.
Yeah, I did 3 months there. And,
oh, my God.
I did toured and I did shows. I do well there.
Are you more popular in Australia than you are in America?
Yeah, I'd say. I mean, I don't even know if I'm popular there, but I do well. My shows do well, and I've got a sitcom we're developing there right now, and I might do a TV show over there. So
you might actually end up living there.
I don't know. I think I would always go back and forth. I love both. So if I can go over there and shoot the show and then come back here and hopefully the show would do well and then we could bring it back to America. There's been some popular shows from Australia. The Chris Lilly show did well here. So hopefully I could make something funny enough that it could. I mean, it's nice there because you I did a TV show there and you walked in and they were like, they let you do anything you want.
There's really?
It's like you have such creative freedom. So, I've been in development here before, and you have 50,000 people telling you what you can and can't say, and no, you got to wear this, and you can't do this, and you got to where they're like, okay, what are you going to do? And you're like, what are you going to do, mate? I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to punch my friend in the face. Ah, do it, mate.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is cool.
All right. You, since last time you were in, had a bizarre thing happen to you outside of a nightclub in Kansas City, I want to say.
Oh, you saw the video.
Yes.
Yeah, I came out and my opener that I take with me is a guy on Twitter called the Mayor of Farttown. And the Mayor of Farttown he was driving his car and he was just driving me back to the hotel. And we go to get in our car and there's a dude that looks strung out on meth. In the car.
Not on top of the car, not leaning against the car, inside the
vehicle. Inside
the
car. So we freak out and think he's stealing it. And we both back up. And I'm one of these people, like, I will watch a train wreck to the point where I get hit by the train. So he's like, we got to go get the cops. I'm like, no, we got to watch this. So we're watching. And I think, like, I'm like, oh, this guy, we don't know. He gets out of the car and he's just completely wasted. Mm-hmm. Wasted. And I recognize him. He was a guy that was in the front row during the show who wouldn't stop talking during my show. And at one point I said to him, you're ruining my show. I'm going to ruin your night. And I said, are you on a first date? He said, yeah. I said, well, you're not leaving with your girlfriend or with this girl. I said, and I was being pretty rude and saying all these things. Well, he's in the car and he's completely drunk and he thought it was his car. And we're like, this is not your car.
Okay, hold on. Let me stop you right there, Eddie. Yeah. So this isn't like he was waiting for you outside the club and he was going to give you a what for embarrassing him on his date or something like that. He didn't know this car is a car that you were going to be getting into
this
after the
guy,
show. It was just a coincidence.
Coincidence that he had a Toyota, we had a Toyota. And he was in, but he had an Avalon and we had a Camry. And we actually showed him that. We're like, this is a Camry. And he's like, nah. This is an Avalon. That's
so
how drunk he was.
So he thought he was just crawling into his own car to sleep it off.
Right. And the mayor of Farttown's totally freaked out. And at the end of this, I'm like, how did he break in? And he goes, oh, I never lock my doors.
What's that about?
He lives in Indianapolis. He doesn't have to. So I went back to the club to see if I could get – I was worried. I didn't want him to drive because he was so drunk. So I thought, I'll get security. We'll get the keys from him because he finally found his car. And I find his date, and she had been servicing the bartender in the bathroom.
Oh, my God. This night has everything.
Moral to the story, don't ruin my show.
Right? See what happens?
Yep.
I think we pulled a clip from the video, and you guys decided to shoot this as you were confronting this guy who's asleep in the car. And you told us how you tried to point out that he was in the wrong car, and I think that's the clip we have.
Are you serious, dude?
Yeah, I'm serious. This is my car.
This is my car.
No, this is a Camry. Look, it's a Camry.
No, it's not, dude.
C-A-M-R-Y.
No, it's not.
You said you drive an Avalon.
Avalon,
Yeah, this is here. Oh, is that a Toyota Avalon or what?
Go ahead, dude.
You guys sound like you're just having a good time.
Yeah, we were laughing. It went on for so long. He kept getting out of the car, back in the car. And we'd be like, get out of the car. And then he'd go, leave me alone. And at one point, he said he was from Florida. And we're like, this is an Indianapolis license plate. And he goes, no, it says Florida. I was like, yeah, you should drive.
That's hilarious. We just tweeted a link to the whole video, by the way, from the @KevinBean account, if you want to see it. It is very, very funny. You know, we've taken calls from our listeners before of people who have had drunk people fall asleep in the yard or come into their house. Believe it or not, there are still some people who don't lock their doors at home either. And people will come out and there'll be some random stranger asleep on their couch that they've never seen before because that person thought they were in their home. It's so weird when that happens.
Yeah, so weird when I've done that.
Do you have a lot of people that quote-unquote ruin the show? That's one risk of your line of work.
Here's the thing. I encourage it, and it's my fault. But I've been doing stand-up for 18 years, and, you know, I enjoy the craft of writing the jokes and everything, but they get old. They get tired. You know, I write all the time. I always have new material. Every year I have a whole new hour at least. But it gets boring night in, night out, 7 shows a week or whatever I'm doing. And so I like a train wreck. And I was on stage this week in Wilmington, North Carolina. And I was telling how on stage, I said, I was here a year ago. And there was a guy so drunk in the audience that I said, you'll do anything for $20. He said he'd do anything for $20. So I made him streak the parking lot. So I'm telling the story how this guy after the show ran around the parking lot naked. Unbeknownst to me, there's a woman in the crowd who was at that show a year ago with that guy. She texts him during the show to tell him I'm on stage. I'm on stage and I don't know this. I found out afterwards. He took a taxi down to the show, comes in, goes up to the waitress, takes his clothes off, hands them to her and says, will you take these to the other side of the room? She goes, I'll get fired. He goes, I'll give you $10. She goes, oh, sure. Because $10 is worth getting fired
That's
for.
Right. $10 talks,
she
man.
Takes his clothes to the other side of the room. I'm just in the middle of another joke, not that story. And all of a sudden I hear, Eddie! And a man just streaks across the stage in front of me. And so I talked to him after the show. And he's
is he still naked at this point?
Completely naked, putting his clothes back on, and he goes, yeah, this is fun. I gotta go. My taxi's waiting.
Oh.
Like he was like a street bomber. Like he just showed up to do that.
But see, for you, that made your night, right?
Oh, made my week. No one's gonna top that.
Yeah, something you had no idea was gonna happen. I mean, that's the live spontaneity of it is the interaction with the crowd that you can't foresee coming.
But now, because my fans and my podcast are such maniacs.
Yeah.
They're insane. So they like that kind of stuff. So they want that stuff to happen at my shows. So either they do it or now they encourage it at my show. So it's becoming like a carnival. And I mean, I don't mind, but as long as they're having a good time. But you know, you figure I know people that have made a career of, you know, things like this. So,
sure.
Hey, you know, why not?
Why not indeed? Eddie Eft at the Hollywood Improv. It's going to be Saturday night, just 10 o'clock for only $18 at improv.com. That's the only show you're doing is just Saturday night, right?
Saturday night. We're doing it to promote my Kickstarter that's going
on.
And
we're going to talk about your Kickstarter when we come back. Eddie Eft is here. Follow him on Twitter at Eddie Eft. We'll be right back on camera. He was the headliner of this year's Kevin and Bean April Foolishness. Our friend Eddie Eft in studio with us right now on K-Rock. Of course, the podcast is available on iTunes. You can follow him on Twitter at Eddie Eft, website eddieeft.com. And you can see him on stage at the Hollywood Improv Saturday night at 10 o'clock. Now, tickets are available through improv.com. Eddie, you mentioned right ahead of the break that this appearance this weekend has something to do with a Kickstarter campaign.
Yes.
You're making a sequel to Garden State?
Was that the most successful Kickstarter ever?
His Wish I Was Here? I don't know. I mean, it sure shattered expectations. That's for sure.
It's unbelievable. I watch all these Kickstarters now because of mine, and I'm amazed at how
quick. Saw the potato salad guy, right?
These people make money so quickly, and I'm like, is my idea bad? I mean, we started last night. We've already raised $6,000, which I think is pretty good.
Wait, your Kickstarter just went up last night?
It just went up last night. It's called Bingle Bus.
All right.
Binglebus.com, B-I-N-G-L-E, bus.com. What it is, basically, I have a podcast that I've been doing for 3.5 years, 350 episodes. I started with Jim Jeffries, and it's called Talkin's Hit-ish. And what we do, you know, we do a podcast and we interview all these people, but there's like great guests like Kevin and Bean that won't come to the show. So what I've done is Ralph made it there once. What I've done is I'm making a mobile podcast studio that I can take to you. So I'm coming to the island, Bean. Uh-oh. I am bringing, if I get this done, we will bring it to the island. It's what I did was, you know, I've got my listeners and my fans and the people that work for me, they're kind of slow. So I'm buying a short bus, a short school bus, and we're going to refurb it, do the whole inside into like a nice, beautiful studio. And Jimmy Kimmel, I'll be in your driveway. Come on out. We will take it to the guest.
So you're just going to follow around the bus that takes the tourists on the Stars home tour.
What a great idea. I didn't even
just
think
when they
of
say,
that.
Hey, this is the great Don Rickles home, you're just going to pull it and just park and wait for Don to come out and check his mail.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, there might be some calls ahead of time from my agent to their agent, but we will. It's a way of them making it more convenient. Plus, we can go to things like Comic-Con or when I do April Foolishness, we can park it outside and have you guys come out and
right.
tailgate, go to sporting events, go to, I don't know, maybe a strip club or two.
The obvious question that people have whenever a celebrity, and whether this is fair or not, people think this about celebrity Kickstarters. You're Eddie If.
Yeah,
you're famous.
Yeah.
You must have lots of money.
Yeah.
Why should I pay for you to make your life easier?
Well, two reasons. I don't. And the second reason is because I provide a show for free and I'm trying to make it devoid of all donations or anything like that. Might have a little bit of advertising, but advertising doesn't pay the bills. So it's basically like, here, I give you a show and I give you the content that you want that's uncensored. And, you know, we have a pretty crazy show right now. And the things we've done on the show, you could never do ever on terrestrial radio or on network television, because we're going to be filming this also. So I'm giving you what you want. You just give me a little bit to help give you what you want, and we'll keep the government and the networks and everything out of it.
Is some of this Mrs. Ift not wanting any of these people to come to your house?
Is there a button you can hit that goes ding, 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 ding?
That's what's going on here, right?
My wife, when she moved into my house, I was like, look, you know what you're getting into. And she's like, just no more porn stars in my bedroom. Just no porn stars in the bedroom. And I was like, okay. And then one day she walked in and I had Kenny Hotz from Kenny versus Spenny. Mm-hmm. And I was lie detecting all of the guys that work for me. And if they failed the lie detector, they had to do these stunts. And if they were telling the truth, I had to do the stunt. And I was getting beer boarded. One of the punishments was a beer boarding, like they do to the terrorists.
Right.
But instead of waterboarding, they were doing it to me with beer. And my wife, at that point, I just hear her. She goes, that's it. That's it. I'm done. And she walks over my body as it's strapped down to a board and leaves. And Kenny Hotz goes to me, you just lost your fiance. And she walked over me and she didn't come back for like 2 or 3 days, I think. And when she
wanted to give you time to think about it.
I said to her, I go, you know, it was cute. You know, you were worried about me. And she goes, no, I was upset that they were using the good towels. But she's seen some things. I remember one time we were let's say Tommy Chong was there and some activities were going on.
Understood.
And my wife's like, no, not in the house. And I'm like, this is Tommy Chong.
Yeah.
You're like telling Michael Jordan not to dribble a basketball in our house.
Yeah, you can't pass up that opportunity.
This is epic. This is going on.
You pray with the Dalai Lama. You smoke out with Tommy Chong. It's just what you do.
I was like, I will, I will, I will divorce you over this.
Well, she's not the right woman for you if she can't recognize that opportunity cannot be passed.
Yeah, well,
all right, so you're going to make it's a mobile studio.
Mobile podcast studio.
Kickstarter and either type in Eddie IFFT or the Bingle Bus, and that'll bring it up. And this is it's a bus with the audio and video equipment, and it takes care of your electricity and your parking, your gas, your insurance, and all this stuff. Where were you last night, last time you checked the Kickstarter?
About $6,000. We got to get to 50.
All right, let's see. Let's go to Dave at the tote board in the Kevin Amin office and find out how much has Eddie If's Kickstarter raised as of right now, Mr. Sanchez?
As of right now, it's at $6,271.
$6,271. All right, our listeners will help you out there, Eddie.
Your listeners are the best. When I did April Foolishness this year, I thought I was going to bomb so badly.
You killed.
But I thought, I'm a dead man. Even the guys that were working the curtain that don't know any, they like don't know about stand-up comedy, they were looking at me going, you're going to die.
But did you also notice, Eddie, and this is a testament to you and your career and the many times that you've appeared on the Kevin Amin Show, did you also notice you were playing to a full house even though it was at the end of a long night?
The end of the show, full house, yep. And they were insane.
They wanted to see you. They were there. They stuck around for you.
They were awesome.
Yeah.
And any other time, I would have walked out. I would have gone, this is over. There's no way this is going to work. They've seen too much great comedy. There's no way they can have an attention span at this point. And I walked out and I was like, it was like being a rock star.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I totally, you know, the more I think about what you're talking about with this this bus, I mean, Saturday night's a perfect example. You have Meta World Peace step outside to the parking lot and you tape him.
Yeah, that's exactly what we'll be doing. We'll be going to the, like, improv on Saturday nights. And if there's a big show with a lot of my friends, it's a way to get them out. And we're going to make a really quality show. And we're going to film it all, put it on YouTube. The podcast will be on iTunes. And, you know, it's my way of doing a fun show and trying to make good comedy for people.
I love it. Kickstarter. Search for The Bingle Bus or Eddie Ift and see Eddie on stage this Saturday night at the Hollywood Improv. Tickets are just $18. I guarantee it's worth it. It's maybe worth 20. Go to improv.com to buy your tickets. Eddie, always a pleasure, man. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kevin.
If you haven't heard this tape yet, of a poor guy just trying to cancel his Comcast, just trying to quit getting the internet from Comcast.
No.
It's hard to believe it's real. It sounds like someone's having us on, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's insane. So we'll play that for you and take your customer service calls the next half hour here on the Kevin DeBede Show. You got to hear this tape. Do stick around for it. Adam Carolla next hour as well. And Ralph Garman is here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat here on a Wednesday. What's going on?
The tape makes me angry.
Absolutely. It's difficult to listen to.
I want to beat that guy severely about the face and neck with a
would you have
collar.
Had we should save this conversation
right,
till
we'll
we play it,
it.
But
right.
Would you have had the patience?
No.
Okay, me neither.
No. That phone call would have been about a tenth as long if I had been on the other end of it.
Yeah.
All right, before I get to the showbiz news, how about a little something for yourself? A little tip for sticking around and listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. I've got tickets for you. Not just to any old screening, to the red carpet premiere of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yay!
I cannot wait for this movie. It is one of the most anticipated comic book movies of the year. A lot of people are not familiar with the characters from Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, and that's fine. I wasn't even that familiar with them myself, but when you see the trailer and you see the talent involved with this production, you can't wait to check it out. Chris Pratt, Vin Diesel is the voice of one of the characters. Bradley Cooper as well lends his voice to Rocket Raccoon. I can't wait to see this. And now you won't have to wait either. You can go to the red carpet world premiere on July the 21st at the Chinese Theater. Movies in theaters everywhere on August the 1st. But if you are one of the first five callers at 1-800-520-1067, you, my friends, will have seen it weeks before the great unwashed. For that rabble that you call friends to say, oh, let's go wait in line for the opening of... Not wait in line. Saw it at the premiere. Sucka.
Right.
Bring Sucka back, too. Throw that in there. 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call to get your premiere tickets for Guardians of the Galaxy.
If you don't bring Sucka back, then you're a jive turkey.
Word. Word up. While we're talking about comic books, big shocker yesterday. It was announced on The View... That wasn't the shocker that they were talking about comic books on The View. It was the fact that they announced Thor
from now on, will be a woman.
Say what?
That's right. The God of Thunder has been replaced by a girl. A chick.
I don't know if you were heard it or not, or if you were out smoking, Ralph, but Roland broke in.
I did not hear Roland.
He is incensed about this. Incensed. And I bet a lot of comic book fans are, who have been Thor fans their whole lives, to just see them flip a switch and all of a sudden the character is completely different.
Did you say it's making them Thor?
I wouldn't say that, but one could.
Oh. Yeah, anytime you shake up a major character like this, and Thor's been around since the early 60s, you're going to get a certain amount of pushback on changes. But I'm just a guess here, having had some experience in the comic book world. Don't fret, people. It's not going to be forever. I'm guessing the original Thor will come back in a big way with a lot of fanfare.
Well, and comic books, they do a lot of alternate storylines, yeah, too.
A lot of stunty stuff.
You know, like Archie dying next month or whatever. Archie's not dead. He's just dying in this timeline.
And yeah. Superman has died, and Captain America has died, and Batman has died, and they all seem somehow to come back. You know why? They're not real. So don't get
just
too
stories.
Upset.
Just somebody drawing.
It's just your stories. That's all. Congratulations to Vanessa Minnillo and Nick Lachey. They're having another baby. It's going to be a girl. So congratulations to those guys.
A nation rejoices.
Jeff Goldblum, he's getting married. He and his girlfriend of 2 years, Emily Livingston, are getting wed. Here's the thing. Emily Livingston is significantly younger than Jeff Goldblum, but wait for it. It gets better. She's a former Olympic rhythm gymnast.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's got to be good for everybody, right? I've never dated a gymnast, but I always thought that there would be some upside to that.
Yeah, I think so, too. Now, what kind of age difference are we talking here, Ralph?
It doesn't have the numbers for you. I wish I had them, but it's significant.
It's like 30 years.
Yeah,
it's one of those deals,
it's one
right?
of those deals, yeah. This is Jeff Goldblum's third time. He was married to Patricia Gall and then actress Gina Davis for a while, and now he thinks he can do it.
It's got to be weird, by the way. Let's assume he's 60 and she's 30, just to throw random numbers out
there. Fair enough.
She grew up after the bulk of Jeff Goldblum's most famous work was made.
I don't know about that.
I mean, certainly
he really hit his
well after
his 30s,
The Fly 30s. And things like that, you know.
He was in his 30s when he did those films. So she was alive. She wasn't cognizant that he existed.
Yeah, was she going to see Jurassic Park as a nine-year-old? Maybe that's the first time she saw him
probably
or something?
Not.
He had a long career before that.
But think how exciting it is to sit her down and say, look at this. And you get to show her, you know, the big chill for the first time. She's very impressed.
Right. Maybe your parents saw this when they were dating.
While the rest of us are bored with it. It's new to her.
I guess so.
And
it's weird.
Kim Kardashian.
It's got to be stopped.
Has to be stopped. This is madness. This new video game app that I roundly mocked when it was first announced, called Kim Kardashian Hollywood, which is just a game where you travel around with her and you buy clothes and try them on and go to red carpets, and it's not even a game there, is now at the top of Apple's mobile app store, number one. It's expected to make $200 million in sales this year.
I read on TMZ, Ralph, that her cut of this could be around $85 million if those numbers hold, those projections hold. She'll make $85 million off of it.
I'm not kidding you. You do things like you shop and you go sunbathing and you avoid the paparazzi. It's not, what, how is that a game?
How's Taco Bell going to make money off of that?
I don't think Taco Bell has anything to do with it. Yeah, you buy clothing and stuff with virtual money. But the thing is, the virtual money costs you real money. And
right.
That's how they get you. That you can download the game for free, but if you want to buy a pair of shoes that cost $4,000, it costs you about $4 in real money. And you pay that to the virtual Kim Kardashian. And then you get to wear virtual shoes.
And
she goes,
get it.
Bible, that looks so hot on you. Paparazzi, let's go. Let's get a spray tan. And that's a thing.
Porn star Kim Kardashian.
I don't get it. I mean,
the end times, people.
I don't get the world's fascination with her. Why people would want to spend any time pretending to be her? I don't under. We may have to talk to our listeners about this tomorrow, because if it's making that kind of money, selling those kind of numbers, I'm sure we have Kevin and Bean listeners who are playing the Kardashian game. We have to, right?
I would like to talk just to anyone beyond that who's a fan of hers who thinks that she's got something going on. I would like someone to defend her to me. I know, this is not a new subject, but it's really inexplicable. It's getting beyond, like, the Paris Hilton kind of thing, where we all saw she was on a reality show and she was famous for 15 minutes, and it was a fun diversion, and we mocked her, and she went away. This thing has legs.
It's snowballing. Yeah, absolutely.
Take a look at today's celebrity.
I mean, she's hot.
No, absolutely she's hot. I'm not saying she's
attractive, not. Attractive woman.
But there's a ton of attractive women
right.
in the world that aren't making $85 million off of a BS game. I wouldn't even care if the game was entertaining. If they somehow magically came up with something that was actually fun, and I could see, whoa, she invented Angry Birds or,
right,
you know,
right,
Words with Friends or something. If she came up with something, but you're going to pay $4 to own a pair of virtual shoes and an app?
Yeah, I don't.
She's a bitch.
Yeah, well.
There That's what it is.
Today's celebrity birthday, Stuart Copeland, drummer of the legendary band The Police, is 62 years old. Phoebe Cates, the actress, is 51. Will Ferrell, 47 years old today. Corey Feldman's 43. Chris Pontius is 40. Jemma Mays is 35. And Annalyn McCord celebrates her 27th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Adam Carolla later this hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Felipe Esparza joins us at 9 o'clock this morning on K-Rock. And don't forget, we want you to win a brand new 2014 Dodge Challenger and a trip to see the Black Keys anywhere in North America, plus a $500 Hot Topic gift card. You can go to krock.com for more details on how to enter. And you can meet our man, Beer Mug. Mugs, you're going to be on the streets today at the Northridge Fashion Center at the Hot Topic at 1 o'clock. Do I have that right?
Yes, that's 9301 Tampa Avenue in Northridge.
All right, Slightly Stupid tickets, Nine Inch Nails, Arcade Fire, the 1975, all sorts of great prizes and mugs will be there. Again, those details at krock.com. Well, Doc made reference to it in his newscast a moment ago, but we need to play you more of this. And Ralph, you hit the nail on the head. It's infuriating to listen to this tape.
The guy's a piece of garbage.
Look, and we've all had bad customer service experiences, and especially when you call and try to get customer service on the phone. And we do want to take your calls on this topic, but wait till you hear what happened to this man. His name is Ryan Block, and he works for AOL, and he wanted to cancel his Comcast service.
Now, kind of ironic, by the way.
It is. The most remarkable thing about this entire tape to me is that this conversation had already been going on for 10 minutes. Before he started rolling tape.
Yeah.
And then it goes on for another 8 after that.
It's maddening. I wonder if at some point Ryan just said, I'm just going to see how far this, how deep into the rabbit hole I can go with this guy. How long will this madness go on if I just continue having the same conversation with him?
Well, at one point, he does say, I'm just going to sit back and just wait until my service is canceled. He ran out of things he wanted to say to this guy, but the guy refuses to not get an answer as to why he wants to cancel his service. All right, let's listen to a little bit of this.
What is it that's making you want to change that?
Because that's what we want to do.
Okay, why is that what you want to do?
That's none of your business.
As a company that is a cable and internet provider, primarily, okay, that is our business, to know why our customers are leaving. Okay? If we don't know why our customers are leaving, how are we supposed to make it a better experience for you next time? Okay? When Astound turns out to have...
That's a fantastic question, and something that you can hire a firm to go figure out. For right now, I'm just a customer calling in, attempting to disconnect service. That is something that you can do, right?
Okay.
Yes?
Well, I mean, I just don't want to be a customer.
Is that something you can do?
Greatly from transferring your service to your new address.
Is that something you can do? Can you disconnect us by phone?
So,
can you disconnect our service? Yes or no?
Okay. So, what I'm trying to find out is
yes or no, can you disconnect our service?
Faster internet than anyone can provide you. Okay. Why don't you want those services?
Because I'm not interested in your services any longer.
So you're not interested in the fastest internet in the country?
Nope, not interested.
Okay, why is that?
Can you disconnect us by phone? Are you capable in your system of disconnecting our service? Yes or no?
Well, I'm just trying to get some information to find
Answer my question. Are you capable by phone of disconnecting our service?
It's something we can do. I mean,
okay.
Very rarely do we do it.
That's something you can do. I would appreciate you now doing that.
Okay.
Please proceed in disconnecting our service.
Okay, so you don't want a good service? You don't want something that works?
No, I don't. I guess I don't want something that works.
All right, stop it right there, Bugs. First of all, it's you're running a customer service line. Nothing about this that this Comcast employee is doing is providing service to the customer.
No.
Nothing about it.
No, your job is to fulfill their requests and obligations and questions and let someone else, let your boss or the president of the company figure out how to hold on to customers. What is this guy doing? Is it mandated by the sales department? Maybe they say don't let them cancel, do whatever you have to do to keep them on the line and try
I'm sure it is. I would guarantee that that's part of the training. But this guy is so desperate and so unwilling to let go of that line of questioning that clearly isn't going anywhere, that it makes me wonder if it's as bad as if you lose X number of customers in a week, you lose your job. I mean, I wonder if it's that critical to him.
Coffees for closers?
Yeah.
Alec Baldwin comes in and fires you?
Maybe losing a Comcast customer is like giving up a grand slam, you know? I mean, maybe you just can't stay on the mound anymore if that's how you're pitching.
You have to hand him the ball.
Right, exactly. Believe it or not, that's just a tiny fraction of the call. He still is not giving up on this line of questioning.
No, I don't. I guess I don't want something that works.
So why don't you want something that's a good service and something that works?
I mean, is this like a joke? Did we call? Is this like, are you punking us right now?
I'm trying to get information. Okay, I'm trying to help our company be better. That's my job.
Okay? I can guarantee you right now, you are doing an incredibly good job at helping your company be worse.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm terribly sorry that it feels like it sounds to you like it feels like I'm trying to argue. I'm just trying to help you out and get some information. We'll just bypass all this information. I'll go ahead and disconnect this service. Okay.
Fantastic.
It's really a shame to see you go to something that can't give you what we can.
Okay. Well, if that winds up being the case, then we will call you back up and we'll reconnect.
I mean, you're not going to get the 100,000 free on-demand titles. You're not going to get 105 megabits per second for your internet. Guaranteed speed at 105. Okay. I mean, no one else can guarantee their speed like we can, okay? So, I mean, we can definitely transfer this over to your new address and get you a lower rate. I could save you almost more than $100 per month. I could save you more than $100 per month to doing that transfer, okay? Get you internet that's 5-6 times faster than anything any other company can provide you.
Are you done?
Okay, get you the number one TV service available, okay? And, I mean, so... I mean, what about those savings, those services? Are you not why?
Are you
what
done?
What makes you
because
not want that service?
You literally just a moment ago said that you would go ahead and disconnect our service, and that's what we're going to need to do. So can you go ahead and do that now?
I'm working on that process.
Okay. How much longer is that process going to take?
I can't take it anymore. How does this Ryan Block, who taped the call, and again, didn't start rolling tape until 10 minutes in, how does he maintain that sense of cool?
I have no idea. I would be screaming at the top of my lungs. I would be demanding to know where he was located because I would have to take a car down there.
I'm coming to see you.
Aluminum softball.
Coming to cancel your face.
That's right.
We want to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067 about the most frustrating customer service. And we're looking for phone calls. That's what we want here, right, Ralph?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're looking for phone calls. We've all been there. Ralph, you brought up yesterday, and I had totally forgot about this, that I had an internet problem that I called on that literally made me cry. I actually cried.
You are such a wuss.
It was one of – I don't remember – I wish I remember what the specifics were, but it was one of those deals where I was on the phone with, like, the fourth person.
Yeah, you got transferred a bunch of times, I think, is what actually cracked you.
And I was, like, in 40 minutes in, and I had already explained it to every single person in excruciating detail. And at that – you know, after 8 minutes with each person, they said, well, I can't help you with this. I'm going to have to send you to another department. And it just got to the point where I was beaten. I was just a broken man.
And if I can give you a little piece of advice for people, especially dealing with cable, when you're dealing with cable system, and they go through this pattern, which they're apparently trained and is the mandate is that they have to, just hit them with the DirecTV Sunday ticket thing.
What do you mean?
If you
you say, I'm canceling Comcast because I want DirecTV Sunday ticket, you can't offer that.
I want the Sunday ticket football package that DirecTV offers. They'll go, oh, okay. Okay, we can't do it. Because that's the thing they can't do, and they can't compete, and there's nothing they can come back with that is comparable.
Right.
So if you
gotcha.
Say that's the reason I'm doing it,
they got to let you go.
They got to let you go. It really, that's pretty much a deal closer, and they will shut up after that.
Unless you're trying to cancel your DirecTV, in which case, then you're in trouble.
But that your Sunday ticket is the most amazing thing in the world. Now, why don't you want this amazing product?
All right. What happened when you tried to get some customer service on the telephone? It can't be as bad as what poor Ryan Block went through. But we want to hear your stories anyway. 1-800-520-1067. Quick break, then your calls next on Kick. You done?
Remix.
Remix, indeed. The Ralph Graben clap-along version of Congo's here on K-Rock. Hey, we're talking about that Comcast customer call that was all over the internet yesterday. We just played just a snippet of it a few minutes ago. Impossible to cancel something on the phone. And we didn't mention this at the time. You can't cancel on the website. You are forced to deal with a person, either going into a store and canceling something or doing it on the phone. You can't just do it with a click.
Nope, because they have to have the chance to keep you, right?
Exactly.
They have to bully you into keeping the merchandise.
That's the goal anyway. So we're taking your calls on bad customer service on the phone with these big companies at 1-800-520-1067. I want to start with Rebecca. She's on line 2 down in Riverside. She used to work in customer service for Time Warner. Maybe she can give us some inside secrets. Hey, Rebecca, thanks for calling and for holding on, my dear.
Good morning, party people.
Hey, Rebecca. What's the secret? What's the true story behind the scenes with this stuff?
So I understand why the crazy cuckoo Comcast guy was asking him nonstop, like, why are you canceling? It's because you know that message you get whenever you call and it says this call could be recorded for quality assurance?
Uh-huh.
The quality assurance is for the people that work for the company, and you have to get that answer from the customer in order to pass the call. If you fail so many of those, you get fired. You get written up, and you get terminated, sort of thing.
Well, that's what we were guessing, is that the pressure is so great to not get that answer that, like you said, you put your job in jeopardy.
Yeah, I mean, it's a horrible job to have in general, to work for either one of those companies, but yeah, that's the reason why the guy was so crazy to him. It doesn't excuse him being an ass, but...
Right, yeah.
But what's
right.
an acceptable answer? What answer could that guy have gotten from the customer that would let him off the hook with his bosses?
And that's the key, is that it's like a loop. Like, if he would have said, oh, I got a better price, and that guy would have been, oh, we can get you a better price. Or, well, I got, like, a better package deal. Or, like, I got a faster speed. There's always a response to it, and that's why they want you to get that answer, to try to bully people into keeping the service.
It's like Scientology.
All right, Rebecca, thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it. 1-800-520-1067. Let's take a couple of calls on terrible customer service. Let's go to Lauren. He is on line 1 from Lake Forest. Hi, Lauren. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Lauren.
What happened?
We were tired with a phone company and tried to cancel. Same thing. You need to come in the store and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Walked into the store and basically was told that we're a unit. Our phone numbers, each of our cell phone numbers are a unit, and the store cannot afford to lose too many units or they'll close the store, et cetera, et cetera. We ended up transferring our service, and I'm still getting billed, and it's been 2 years since I canceled.
What?
Yeah.
That seems illegal. What do you do with the bills?
Well, they billed for a couple months and then stopped, but I still get emails saying that your bill is ready to be reviewed and all this stuff. And
so they refuse to accept that you have dropped them and moved on to another provider.
Yeah, they flat out told us that we were a unit and that they can't afford to lose a unit.
Well, that sounds like their problem, not yours.
So here's a unit right here, and I'm going to grab my crotch.
I mean, the only thing is, and I don't know the specifics of your case, Lauren, is that if you're if you have a contract with them and you can leave and go someplace else, but you still have to pay the remainder of your months on that contract. That's the only thing that I can imagine that they could.
Well, we were month to month, and we just didn't like the way that the billing plan was changing. And
gotcha.
Back when AT&T was going from unlimited.
Or any company that we could be talking about, just random company. All right, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Brian in Newport Beach. He's on line 4. He's a guy who spent, and I love this, hours on the phone.
Wow.
With customer service.
Hey,
Brian, how many hours were you on the phone?
Oh, it was way too long. It was definitely hours. What happened was I went to sign up for I just got a debit card at Chase Bank, but when they put in my email in store, they had two of my letters in my name backwards.
Right.
So when I wanted to do person to person quick pay, it would need an access code that would get sent to my email. Now, since I got the email wrong, it was I wasn't getting that.
Oh, way too much information.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
So, what did you want to do? Just correct your email address with their system, right?
Exactly. So I called them up.
Easy peasy.
Nobody knew how to do it. Since it was already in their system as my main email address, they would try and send me more information. Wouldn't come to me.
They keep telling you how to change it via email that's going to the wrong email. It's like this is like Alice in Wonderland.
The other crappy thing about that is I'd be on hold for about 45 minutes with these people, and I had bad cell phone reception at my old house. About 45 minutes in, I get cut out.
Oh.
And waste time that I'd been on hold with them.
Sir, yeah. We already sent that information to your email address. That's what they would tell you.
That's fantastic. Best. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go down to Orange and Valerie, line 7. This sounds hilarious. Valerie, you're trying to cancel cell phone service, but what'd you find out?
Oh, I was actually trying to cancel internet service with Verizon.
Okay.
And I signed up online, and then there was a problem with where we were living, so I had to cancel it.
Mm-hmm.
So I called their customer service, was on hold for maybe 5 minutes, was told that because I ordered online, I had to cancel online. I could not cancel over the phone.
Oh, well, that sounds way better to cancel online, though. That gets you out of the endless loop that we're talking about.
It wasn't like I had to log in or anything and press a button to cancel. They said I had to cancel via live chat with a customer service.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So you have to type in your angry words instead of saying them to someone.
Yes. So they told me to click the live chat button and then talk to that representative, you know, on live chat, and they will help me cancel.
But you could meet a nice Indian man that way, though. Doesn't that sound like fun?
This is Doug. How can I help you?
Thank you, Valerie. Let's do one more. Let's go down to Daniel, who may be sensitive. He's on line 8, Mugs. He's maybe sensitive like me. I cried. Daniel had to leave work. He was so upset. Dude, what happened?
So I was changing a flight on a Philippine airline company, so I couldn't understand what they were saying, and they couldn't understand me. The call dropped 3 times. I'm on hold when I'm at work for over 2 hours, wow. And I just got so flustered, I had to leave.
Yeah, I know that feeling. You're so upset, and you're so flummoxed, and you're so frustrated that you're just trembling.
Yeah, I couldn't focus on anything else, and I got my heart was in it. I got emotionally worked up.
You're too sensitive, Daniel.
Exactly. All right. Thanks for the call. The Ace Man next on K-Rock. Felipe Esparza joins us in the 9 o'clock hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, our man Adam Carolla is on the line. You can see Adam a bunch of times coming up, including Saturday night. The 7:30 show is already sold out, but tickets still available for the 10 p.m. at the Gas Lamp Restaurant and Bar in Long Beach. Get to adamcarolla.com for details. And a new location within the Irvine Spectrum on Thursday, July 31st. That's going to be next week. You can buy those tickets at adamcarolla.com as well. Ace Man, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great, Bean. How are you doing, buddy?
I hear you're showing the movie tonight to a crowd for the first time. You nervous?
Yeah, it's always a little weird when you're, you know, but it feels good ultimately because you've just been sitting in an edit bay for months staring at the same jokes. And, you know, the essence of comedy, I always tell everyone is, you know, before someone tells a stupid joke, they go, stop me if you've heard this one before. Well, when you sit in the edit bay, you've heard this one before 1,500 times.
Right.
You start swimming in your own weird juices.
Now, are you the kind of guy, Adam, and I wish we had more time to talk about this, but are you the kind of guy who, depending on what the audience does tonight, will either say, oh, they're idiots, they don't know what's funny, or are you somebody who can take their not laughing or laughing as an accurate reflection of how good the movie is?
Well, you know, Bean, we should just talk about this. Screw this week in rage. Because I was just talking about this yesterday. Somebody said, are you the kind of guy who even wants to be there? Because all these celebrities go, I don't watch my own movies. But when you write and direct them, and what we're doing tonight is a sort of test screening. It's not a preview. It's more of a come on out and tell us everything you hate about it.
Right. And this is how movies lose 20 minutes usually, is you can tell the stuff that doesn't work, right?
Right. That'll get us under an hour. But you want to be there. You want to be in the room. You can feel it. It's not just about like what jokes land or what, oh, there's laughter, make a check that box. You can feel the energy of a group of people and how they're responding, even if they're not making any noise. You can tell when they're bored. and you can tell when they're enjoying it, but you have to get in the middle of them to feel it. Otherwise, you can't really figure it out. So as much as I'd like to go home, I do need to be there, and everyone should do it. And no, I would never blame the audience. My thing is if I write a book and everyone tells me the book sucked, then the book sucked. I don't stand by for 1 second. If I go out and nobody laughs, then I stunk. That's the gig.
Now, let me ask you about this, because I don't know much about how Hollywood works or these screenings work, but a lot of times movies get changed a lot because of these preview screenings that you're talking about, like the one that you're doing tonight. And before the rest of us get to see it, I feel like sometimes films have been dumbed down a bit because of somebody else's audience, and that kind of pisses me off a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, most of it is about confusion. If you get a handful of people or enough people going, I didn't know the daughter was adopted, so I was confused why she was Laotian or something like that. If there's confusion, you need to straighten out the confusion. The jokes, I don't like to dumb down the jokes myself, but you can't have people going, oh, I thought he was that guy, but I didn't know they were brothers. Like, you can't have confusion. So for me, you can be anything but confusing.
And we're talking about the film Road Hard, which is the one you remember that Adam raised the money from his fans on fundanything.com. They kind of paid to help this movie get made. David Alan Greer is in the film, and Larry Miller is in the film, Bryan Cranston. How many of these things do you do as you shape the movie, Adam?
It's amazing how much these things change in the edit bay. It's absolutely insane. You write a script, you think it's all there, you shoot the every word of the script, and then you just go into the edit bay and you just start whacking scenes out. Like, I was in a Kevin Smith film 10 years ago, and I got cut out of it. And at the time, my feelings were hurt. I was like, oh, you cut me out of the film. I guess I really crapped the bed. Now that I've made a few films, you're lucky if you make it in.
Really?
You really are. I mean, if you don't have a big pivotal scene, or you're really laying some information or whatever it is, there's a very good chance you're going to get cut out.
Huh.
You're not cutting tons of scenes.
How do you work this selecting an audience? And the reason I ask that is because hardcore Adam Carolla fans are the guys who want to be in a room with you. They want to meet you. They want to be the first to see this movie. Don't they love you a little bit too much to kind of give you an impartial opinion?
Well, it's funny because the guys I'm making the movie with are like, we want people that don't know you, aren't familiar with you. We want to get an impartial opinion, as you say. And we do, and I would like that. Ultimately, it's hard to contact those people because they don't know you, so it's hard to get round them up. But right. I say to people all the time, don't worry about my fans being sycophants, because my fans, their number one favorite thing to do is Ace Man, love you, love Love Line, love the man show. Let's face it, you're no actor. That's what they do. So in a weird way, your fans, in quotes, are actually harder than your average person. I my last movie, the average wife of my average fan probably enjoyed The Hammer a little bit more than the average fan.
Interesting. Now, this movie is definitely going to come out. This isn't one of those films that we hear about in Hollywood that never gets past the screening stage. It's going to hit theaters at some point, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's absolutely, it's turning out really good. It's really funny, and there's a lot of really good people in it, and it's going to be exciting. And today will be the first day that somebody actually sees it, other than the three people who have been sitting in the edit bay.
That's awesome. Well, we're talking about Road Hard. You can't still go tonight. It's all filled up. But you're just, if we follow you on Twitter, at Adam Carolla, you'll be telling us if we have another opportunity then?
Oh, yeah, there will be. You should get all the information you get tonight, go back, make some of the changes, and show it again. That's really how you have to do it.
All right, sounds good. Keep up with us at AdamCarolla.com. Also, don't forget, you can see The Ace Man this Saturday night. Second show is still available at 10 p.m. That's at the Gas Lamp Restaurant and Bar in LBC. And then at the Irvine Improv, new location within the Spectrum. That's going to be next Thursday. And don't forget, at the end of August, the Mangria Testing and Bottle Signing is in Las Vegas again this year at the Treasure Island. All the details at AdamCarolla.com. Good luck tonight, Ace Man.
Loving you, Bean.
Bye-bye. 106.7 KRQ. It's the world-famous K-Rock for a Wednesday morning. Ralph is here. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Well, we live in a woman's world, fellas. It's all about the women. So much so that Marvel Comics announced yesterday
There's a new Thor in town. And that Thor is a Thur.
My nipples are so hard.
A woman will be the god of thunder.
What?
Marvel editor Will Moss says this Thor isn't a temporary female substitute. She's the one and only Thor, and she is worthy. What does that have to do with anything? It's a dolphin.
Splashy is just excited.
Splashy is excited. Yeah, it's a pretty big deal. People saying a new female superhero, especially for a longtime superhero like Thor to be now a woman.
I guess the reason I'm surprised by it is this isn't some third-tier superhero that nobody knows or cares about. Yeah. Thor is an ongoing concern with the Avengers movies, and we like Thor. We watch Thor on the big screen, so it's weird that they would kind of screw with it at this time.
They say they don't really care what the movies are doing. Chris Hemsworth will continue to play Thor. I think he's got more like three more movies on his contract. So he will continue to be Thor on the big screen. But in the comics, Thor will now be a she. I don't care.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't buy Thor anyway.
I'm not a big Thor fan. But more importantly, I think this is... They say, oh, it's not a temporary thing. This is not a publicity stunt. I absolutely do. I think it's a publicity stunt. It's a storyline that they'll peruse for a while, and they'll have fun with it, and then eventually I'm sure they'll make a big deal about the original Thor coming back. And then he gets to... with the Lady Thor, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they transfer the power.
Oh, I see.
Through the hammer of Thor, when Thor's hammering, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I think I do. I do. That's not settled.
Ooh.
This is disturbing to me on so many levels. Kim Kardashian's new video game that I have mocked consistently since its announcement, Kim Kardashian Hollywood. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. Is the name of the app. It is the number one rated app in Apple's mobile app store right now. It's expected to rake in $200 million in just 1 year.
Boo!
You download the game on iTunes, and then you engage in all sorts of Kardashian-esque behavior, like sunbathing, avoiding the paparazzi, and going shopping. Bye, ball. You look so good in that. Enough. Paparazzi, let's go. So it's a free game. How are they making their money? Well, if you want to go shopping with virtual Kim Kardashian, and you want to buy a $4,000 pair of shoes, that costs you about $4 in real-life cash. And so you just start shelling out the bucks to buy more clothing when you go shopping for her. And
but this is how a lot of those games make the money. The Candy Crush or whatever, right?
Yes,
is
but listen. But
you start off free.
No. You listen to me.
I'm just saying.
But those games like, oh, I need to buy another move so I can win this game. So there's the goal to accomplish. You're just buying shoes that you will never wear. On this. This is not a thing.
But how is that different than Dave playing Farmville and raising cattle that he'll never actually eat?
Well, don't get me started with Farmville. That's
But I mean, it's the same sort of thing. People like to pay to enhance their experience. I guess my whole thing is I just don't understand why you'd want to pretend to be Kim Kardashian. What about that is attractive?
Because then your husband's a creative genius.
Oh, I see. That's it.
You get to have that experience.
And you get to have Kris Jenner as your mom.
Listen, if there was a real Kardashian game that showed what she really does, if you know what I'm saying, then I would get that. I would like that app. Like, you can buy 3 more inches for $4. Then I would do that. I would buy that app. That would be a fun game to play. But not her walking red carpets and buying shoes.
Yeah, I don't get it either. But there's a lot of stuff that's not for us, though, Ralph. I mean, look, there's
can't be for anyone.
But there's an industry of people who legitimately care and follow the Real Housewives. I mean, not everything is going to be for everybody. And this must be, there must be 16-year-old girls who think Kim Kardashian is the queen of the world.
So
and
why?
Is something to aspire to be, because they think she's got a fairy tale princess life. And they want to be like her and not have to work and still be adored. And still be rich for doing nothing. Well, that's got to be attractive to people.
Look, you have to be right, because story all over the internet of Claire Leeson. Claire Leeson's a girl in Essex, England, who so far has spent $30,000 on plastic surgery to look like her idol, Kim Kardashian. Breast augmentation, teeth whitening, hair extensions, makeup, fake nails, shoes, clothing, even a fake rear end. She's put every dime of it on credit cards. And although she is deeply and perhaps irretrievably in debt, She feels every penny is worth it because she feels unstoppable and untouchable when she gets her Kimmy on. See? Look. We're done now. As a society, let's just lay down. We're out of water. Kim Kardashian's a star. Right. It's the end times. When they look back in the history books, they'll say, how did they not see it coming that their civilization was crumbling around them?
Yeah.
It's Dawn of the Planet of the Apes is what it is.
And by the way, when you look at this Lisa girl, if you squint and from a distance, she does sort of look like Kim Kardashian.
Maybe she looks like a cousin, like a Kardashian cousin. From someplace, but not even close does she look like Kim Kardashian. It's money spent.
Kim is naturally beautiful, and this woman looks like her face has been sculpted to try to replicate what Kim has naturally.
Yes. She looks like the worst figure in the wax museum.
Right.
That's what she looks like.
That's mental illness, though, right?
To
spend $30,000 to try to look like another person?
If douchebaggery is an illness, then yes, she has it in spades.
But, I mean, don't you think she has some severe deficiency in her life, though? She's unbalanced somehow?
I guess.
I mean, she needs to be able to pretend to be somebody else in order to, it sounds like, function and enjoy living in the world.
But it's stupidity, too. Because even if that was your goal, if you felt desperately inferior and you wanted to make yourself feel better somehow... There are so many more efficient ways, both in terms of energy and money, that you could achieve that goal, I think. But that really was your driving force.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. What do I know? I just know it's the end times.
You need to stop it, and you need to stop it right now.
All I know is I'm going to go live in Caesar's camp, and I'm going to put on a monkey suit and hope I can just blend in, because it's time's up.
I hope the fake Kim Kardashian comes out with her own app.
I do, too.
We can play that game.
Fake Kim Kardashian, fake Hollywood.
Right.
Celebrity birthdays today. Stuart Copeland, drummer of The Police, is 62 years old today. Phoebe Cates is 51. Will Ferrell. I miss Will. How come he hasn't been on the show for a while? Let's get him on the show.
He's been too busy living in Brazil and cheering for soccer.
He is 47 years old. Actor Corey Feldman. I miss Corey Feldman. Let's get Corey Feldman on the show.
We're going to pass on that one.
Corey Feldman's busy getting plastic surgery so he can look like Corey Feldman.
Seriously, and walking around in Michael Jackson's old jackets.
He's 43 years old. Chris Pontius is 40. Jemma Mays, the actress, is 35. Anna Lynn McCord celebrates her 27th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Stand-up comedian and actor and all-around good guy, Felipe Esparza joins us.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool? Indeed, Felipe. How you been, buddy?
I've been great, man. I went to a dentist yesterday after 2 years.
2 years away from the dentist. What's up?
My teeth were bad, man. When I bit an apple, it looked like three people bit it.
Were they able to help you out? You good now?
I'm good now, man. My teeth are now separated.
I saw, speaking of things you did yesterday, you posted a picture on the official Facebook page, the fan page, and you got a haircut yesterday. No one has ever looked more like a homeless guy than you. How do you walk out of a barbershop and go, yeah, they're done. This is how it's supposed to look. Seriously.
I know, right? It looks the same.
Exactly the same.
But if you got really close, I had like, I'm going to speak like a woman now. I had roots that were dying out. They were telling me. And you know what's funny? When you get a haircut, nobody there tells you how bad it really is, if it's really bad. Oh, it's awesome. That's the best haircut I've ever seen.
It was hilarious. Like, literally, this photo that you put up on the page, I couldn't tell whether it was before or... I mean, I assumed it was the before photo, but I think it was you walking out of the place. It's crazy.
I go in there looking like the Geico caveman and walk out looking like the werewolf.
Right, exactly. Felipe is in town this weekend because he's playing at the Brea Improv with six big shows, most of which are already sold out. Now, let me tell you what's left if you want to see Felipe on stage. You go to improv.com. You can buy tickets for Friday night for the 8 p.m. show. And Saturday is completely sold out. And Sunday, you've got a show at 7 p.m. So that's it. Just two shows left, right?
That's right. We also have Thursday's show. I don't know if that's sold out yet.
Oh, there's a Thursday at 8 o'clock. Okay, all right, so you got three chances to see Felipe. You can get your tickets at improv.com. Tickets are available for just $20. Now, you have been very busy since the last time we saw you, including doing commercials, which is kind of a big deal, right?
Yes, I'm doing the Honda Fit commercial, and if people are asking, I do fit in the car. Stop hating.
This is the model of Honda that is called the Fit. Now, for folks who haven't seen it, what are you doing in it?
I stand outside the car and I say, el totalmente Honda Fit, un buen fit para ti.
That's your new catchphrase.
Sounds sexy, huh?
It does. And tell me how this works, because they came up with a campaign with a bunch of different people trying to reach a bunch of different audience, right?
Yeah, they got Questlove from the Roots to get the urban people out there to buy a Honda Fit. And they got comedian Nick Thune to get the hipsters to buy a Honda Fit.
Right.
And they got Felipe Esparza to get the ghetto people to buy a Honda Fit, and all Latinos out there, Cubanos, Sabadeños, tú también, por favor, tú sabes, Sabadeño también, tú. You know, everybody to buy a Honda Fit.
Did they give you a Fit? Do you get to drive one around?
You know what? They didn't give me a Honda Fit, man. I'm still catching the buzz.
Have you been recognized yet from the TV commercial, people who don't know who you are except, hey, I've seen that guy selling Hondas?
Yeah, I've been recognized by a couple of the people, you know, a couple of Latino people, like the guy who sells corn, my corn man. He said, hey, I sell you a Honda Fit. I'm going to charge you $3 for a corn.
Right, because now you're famous.
Yeah.
Exactly. Since the last time we had you in, your Mexico team had a very disappointing World Cup.
Oh, that was, I take that very personal, man, and no era penal, no era penal.
Now, let's talk about that, because there is some controversy, and I have to say, I want you to explain what happened, but I have to preface it by saying every team that loses blames the refs. They always say that something was unfair, but you legitimately believe that Mexico got rooked in their game against the Netherlands, right?
Oh, we got robbed, man. Everybody knows that guy from Holland was flopping. Stevie Wonder saw it, man. He was flopping, dude.
But every game of the entire World Cup, somebody fell down and pretended to be hurt when they weren't. And half the time, the penalty was drawn. I mean, it works. That's why they do it. Your game is no exception, Felipe.
I know, it's sad, man. That's the only reason you saw LeBron James in Brazil. He was learning how to flop correctly.
Maybe so. Maybe so. Tell me more about this Mexico thing, though. So you were outraged. You think they got ripped off?
Oh, we got ripped off, man. That was sad. You know, they should have never called that. And I don't think – you know what? Time was running out, man. Even though they probably wouldn't have caught that flop, we probably wouldn't have caught up. We probably would have just tied it. Something bad would have happened. You know, Chicharito would have got hit by lightning. You know, Mexicans would have still blamed something on it.
Right. Look, and the truth of the matter is, even though Netherlands is a better team than Mexico, that's just the truth. Netherlands was probably going to win. You don't ever want to lose a game based on the ref. You want to lose it, you know, on the merits of the game, on the merits of the play.
Well, I would say that Netherlands was a better team than Mexico, man. They just got lucky.
Did you stick with the tournament after Mexico was out and watch all the way to the final this past weekend?
Yeah, I watched it all the way to the end. And then when I saw Germany and Argentina, I was like, what? Germany and Argentina, that's the most Germanest two countries in the world.
Yes. If Germany loses, those players have to leave Germany and move and live undercover in Argentina. That was going to be the plan, like they do. Felipe Esparza is here on The Kevin Bean Show. What's Up, Fool? Is his new podcast available on iTunes. I want to talk about that when we get back. You can see Felipe 3 big nights at the Brea Improv, improv.com. Tickets just $20. That's tomorrow night, Friday night, and Sunday night. More with our guest in a moment right after this on K-Rock. Welcome to The Kevin Bean Show, 106.7 KROQ. Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock on stage at the Brea Improv. You can get your tickets at improv.com. Just $20 to see the great Felipe Esparza. Then the 8 o'clock show Friday still has some tickets available, and the Sunday night at 7. By the way, we were just talking about your friend Fluffy, who's going to be here on Monday, Gabriel Iglesias. This guy's unbelievably popular. He's a good friend of yours. You've known him for years. He's made a movie that's coming out next week, and you're not in it. What's up with that?
I'm not in it. I know I didn't get a call or anything. I think the movie's a stand-up comedy movie, though.
Oh, I see. It's not. Yeah. He didn't have a lot of roles to cast.
Oh, no. The movie is a stand-up comedy movie like Eddie Murphy Raw.
Okay. Then you're allowed. You're allowed to not be in it.
Yeah, though. Man. But my jokes will be in it. Hey, now. I'm just kidding. But it was funny, huh, thrown in there. But, you know, some people might, once the movie starts and it's a comedy show, people might get drunk and yell out my name at the screen, which will be okay.
That's fine, too. Now, you've known him for a long time now. He lost a bunch of weight, though. He's not Fluffy anymore, right?
No, he's just Fluff.
Just Fluff. How about you? Is there competition? I mean, when you look at a guy like that who's all slimmed down now, does that make you think about it, or you love where you are?
Well, I'm not that fat.
You don't always say you're fat, though. At least you always say in your act that people think
you're big. No, Gabriel's like 300. Gabriel went down from 400 to, what, 350?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, so he's still fat, man. And I think I'm fat too. I'm just out of shape, you know. And I'm vegan now, and that sucks. People don't think I'm vegan. They say you're vegan. You're so fat. What do you eat? Crops?
It doesn't seem like there are a lot of Mexican vegans. That's a surprise to me. Am I wrong about that?
There are some, man, but we're all hidden, you know. We're all mixed up, you know. There might be one vegan. He's hanging around with a bunch of hipsters, and he's lost in the group, but I'm another one. And there's actually a vegan Mexican restaurant now in Fresno called Flacos Tacos.
That's hard to believe that they can make good Mexican food that's vegan. I can't picture that.
I don't know. What's the joke? It tastes like a Mexican burrito if you forgot what a Mexican burrito tastes like.
Right. That sounds about right.
But horchata's vegan, though, man. A lot of people don't know the horchata. People ask me, what does horchata taste like? Well, I'm Mexican. To me, it always tastes like horchata, first of all. To you, it tastes like Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal milk.
Nothing wrong with that either, by the way. Felipe, since last time you were in, you also have a podcast now.
I love my podcast. What's Up Food Podcast. Please subscribe to it on iTunes. Let us know what you think. I interview people. My last interview was a great interview. I interviewed the great Fred Stoller.
Uh-huh. He's one of your opening acts.
He's my opening act. He's from Everybody Loves Raymond. He had a book out, Maybe We'll Have You Back. And he talks about his Timonious year on Seinfeld when he was a writer. And he talks about him on my podcast about having sex with that redheaded comedian.
Kathy Griffin,
yes.
Oh, nice. And do you have problems getting people to open up? Because it's very difficult. I mean, you're used to being interviewed. It's a totally different set of skills to be the interviewer. How do you do with it?
Oh, man. Sometimes I just find people who are just have good stories already or know how to talk or be open. Like I interviewed Gil Carrillo. He's a sheriff, and he's the guy who caught and investigated Richard Ramirez, the L.A. Night Stalker.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, he talks about the whole thing, how it went down, and how he followed him for years and finally caught him, how he befriended him, actually. He just knows him as the crazy guy. Nah, as Rich. Rich.
You don't expect to go to a podcast called What's Up, Fool, to get an in-depth reporting on catching the Night Stalker. That's super interesting.
And some of the other interviews I interviewed are guys that I kidnapped when I used to party. Like, I didn't have a car back in the day, so there's a guy named Juan Garcia Chepo who had a car, and he was a young comic, and I tell him, man, hey, man, you want to go do a comedy show? Yeah, pick me up at 8, and you'll be home on Friday.
So in your party days, do these people, like your friend, does he fill you in on what happened, the stuff that you don't even remember anymore?
Hell yeah, man. That's when me and Gabriel Iglesias don't hang out, because I used to be a party animal. He couldn't take it.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be here on Monday. What do you want us to tell him when we see him?
Tell him, but hey, man, I'm happy for all your success. You know, you deserve it. You work very, very hard, you know, and you made a lot of right choices. You know, that's what happens. You know, it ain't just luck. Gabriel Iglesias made a lot of right choices. He kicked people to the curb that he had to survive, and he deserves what he got, man. More props to you. You are probably, he's probably on the top 10 on Forbes magazine of top earning comedians, up there with Russell Peters and
wow.
And Dunlap, what's his name? The guy with the puppets? Jeff Dunham.
Dunham, yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm over here with the hardcore fools like Joey Coco Diaz. That's right. I'm here, Joey Coco Diaz, check out my podcast.
The podcast is called What's Up, Fool? It's available on iTunes and at philippesworld.com, which is the website for Felipe Esparza. You can see him on stage at the Bray Improv tomorrow night at 8, and then the 8 o'clock show on Friday. Both shows Saturday sold out, and then again Sunday night at 7. Tickets just $20, available at improv.com. Glad we got a chance to catch up with you, man. Thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks for having me, man. And I know that I'm not a tough guy, man, but I'm sure that I could beat up everyone who shops at Trader Joe's. But at Food for Less, I shut the hell up. They don't have aisles there. They have alleys.
Ordinarily, I would not recommend you go out of your way to seek Beer Mug out. But today, it might be worth it because he's going to be at the Hot Topic in Northridge.
Wait. Let's let Beer Mug tell us where he's going to be.
Because that's an excellent idea.
I have challenged him to freestyle rap the announcement for his appearance today.
What?
Yes.
All right.
We've decided that Beer Mug, in order to get his plug-in for his appearance for his K-Rock, brand new K-Rock sticker hit, that he needs to freestyle rap the information. Or
that's
else
an
I,
excellent idea.
Or else I wasn't going to allow him to do it during my Showbiz Beat time.
Wow. Okay. This might be bad. Here
might
we go.
Be.
Join me today from 1 to 3 at the Hot Topic. Northridge is where I'll be. Show up, say hi if you want some stuff. That's all I got.
Oh, come on.
Stuff includes Arcade Fire tickets, Nine Inch Nails tickets, tickets to go see the 1975, and more. Again, that's at 1 o'clock until 3 at the Northridge Fashion Center at the Hot Topic. You can go to any Southern California Hot Topic location, get your brand new K-Rock Summer sticker, enter to win a 2014 Dodge Challenger, win tickets to go see the Black Keys anywhere in North America, and a $500 Hot Topic gift card. Pretty good deal. Doesn't cost you anything to enter, and details are at krock.com. Time now for the final Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
The boy's never going to learn if you keep bailing him out, Bean, okay?
So I should...
How do we teach the young people of the world anything if you keep rescuing their ass every time you step in?
I guess you're right.
Ugh. That's why you're
he
not
was
a
stepping
parent.
Out into traffic, and all I was trying to do was reach down and grab his hand
Thank
so he didn't get hit by a car. That's all.
That's why you're not a parent, Bean, because you
I
don't,
guess
know,
so.
Don't know how to teach the youngins. Couldn't rhyme anything with stuff.
I know. It
came out blank with stuff. Enough, rough, puff. I mean, there's just any stuff. It's not orange. There's a lot of words that rhyme with stuff.
He did flame out fairly early.
That's what I'm saying. We should have made him work for it a little bit. But no, not Bean. Bean's just too nice. That's always been his problem.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about showbiz news. Eva Mendez, she's a good deal. She, of course, is now carrying Ryan Gosling's child. According to Star Magazine, she told friends, even though she didn't want to get married, not just to Ryan Gosling, but to anyone in general, she knew that her current boyfriend, Ryan Gosling, would make a great father. It'd be someone that she could always rely on, so it was the right choice to have a baby with Ryan. Poorly, Ryan's over the moon about the pregnancy, and he can't wait to be a dad, so it'll be nice when the kid's traveling back and forth between two homes, that they'll both be very nice people.
You're suggesting this isn't forever.
What? Far be it from me. What do I know?
How many women could Ryan Gosling impregnate if he offered?
All.
Yeah, right?
Who's going to say no? Weird Al, every day for the next, for the past 3 days and the upcoming 4 days, he's going to have a new video for a track off his new album, Mandatory Fun. Is it tomorrow? No, it's a Friday, right? We get to talk
Friday, he's coming in. Al's coming in, yeah.
That's very exciting. Today's video is Aluminum Foil. I don't know if you're familiar with that track or not. It's the parody Weird Al did of the Lord tune Royals. And it's very, very funny. And the video is hilarious. So I recommend it highly. It's got Patton Oswalt guest starring, as well as Tom Lennon. And you should check it out. Do we have any audio from that foil song?
I got you right here.
You got it?
With aluminum foil, never settle for less. That kind of wrap is just the best to keep your sandwich nice and fresh. Stick it in your cooler.
Yeah.
Now, what's fascinating about that is it's a very clever concept with the foil, and you think that's where it's going. Mm. But the video takes you in completely different directions.
Yes.
It involves the Illuminati and all sorts of other alien abduction and everything else that's going on.
Aluminum foil is not just to keep your food fresh. It's also,
no, it's not.
It's also to keep the aliens from beaming messages into your brain.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
And isn't the thing about Al is that he's really almost a video artist more than he is an audio artist, isn't he?
I agree. His stuff has always been very visual, and he hasn't let down... The three videos so far I've seen, Word Crimes, this one Foil, and the first one Tacky. Just great. Everyone just
great videos.
Couldn't be more different and couldn't be more entertaining. So I'm not quite as nuts as Bean is regarding Mr. Yankovic, but I think he does good work.
Well, you couldn't be. I mean, I have Al tattooed on my penis.
We're going to need that piece of tape for Friday there, Mark. Thanks so much.
Come on.
Make a little note to yourself.
Can I say nothing in confidence?
Not live on the radio. No, turns out.
That was supposed to be just between you and me. I assumed nobody was listening anymore after Beer Mug Wrapped.
Hey, Anthony, guess what? You can't just say good stuff on the radio.
I expect
people not to hear you. Okay. Chrissy Teigen. You familiar with Chrissy Teigen?
She is Mrs. John Legend, correct?
She sure is. And she's just a lovely and beautiful and charming and just couldn't be sweeter. That's why this story makes me so angry. She did an interview this week where she told about a story where she was actually fired from a modeling gig for being too fat.
If Chrissy Teigen is losing her work because she's fat, what hope do the rest of us have?
Seriously.
She was doing a shoot for Forever 21, the young lady's clothing store. Showed up on the set for the photo shoot. One of the photographers snapped a picture of her and then sent her to get made up in her hair and makeup chair. But the reason he took the picture was he sent it to her modeling agency to complain that she showed up, in his opinion, too fat. So she's in there getting hair and makeup done, and a guy comes up to her and says, "You need to leave right now. They just said you're too fat."
Wow.
"You need to leave, and you need to get your measurements taken." That must have been crushing.
"I am 13 pounds overweight, and it has been awful for me my whole life."
Yeah, I'm sure.
Come on, fatso. But let's move.
She got the last laugh.
Now, myself, I'm a sort of tubby, out of shape, unathletic person.
That's true.
How hard would it be to work with someone like me and to get them busting moves like you?
Very hard. I can answer that question.
Let me ask you, for a guy like me, in high school, I was like a fat, short, little nerdy guy.
Right.
So what would your character do to my self if I was in that show in high school?
Wait, what? If I, in high school, was somehow transposed into your TV show,
what would your character do to me if... In high school, if the show was in my high school, what's the point of the question?
Can we not play those?
It is not possible for us to not play those.
We will not play them if you can wrap your appearance information completely and get all the information out.
I'm not a rapper.
But you like beats.
I do like beats.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. All these stars were born on today, July the 16th. Anna Lynn McCord is 27 years old. Actress Jemma Mays is 35. Chris Pontius, 40 years old today. Corey Feldman, half of the Coreys back in the day, 43 years old today. Will Ferrell, 47 years old. Phoebe Cates, man, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Say no more.
That was my jam right there. That scene, her getting out of the pool. Poof, poof. She's 47 today. Nope, she's 51 today. And Stuart Copeland, drummer for the legendary band The Police.
I myself am a drummer.
Oh, good.
So, and I've been lucky to have been exposed to a bunch of different types of music. My dad grew up listening to jazz, and he loves all sorts of stuff. I'm not closed-minded. But that aside,
right?
Let me see what else we could talk about here.
I wish I could put that aside, but you keep putting it up front. He is 62 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Let me tell you guys something. I'm a drummer.
Okay. Got that.
I love beats.
Right. Love beats.
I'm not good at producing beats, but let me tell you, I could get behind a kit and play the drums. If you guys ever need a drummer.
Is there a question or what's happening here with
talking to the police there?
How about tomorrow's Kevin and Bean
How
show?
How about it?
Listen to this.
What?
Thursday means we catch up with Dr. Drew, who may or may not actually be a medical doctor.
Right.
Judy Greer, America's Sweetheart, stopping by today with her co-star, Oscar-winning Nat Faxon, from the new TV show called Married on FX that looks hilarious.
This Married is funny, by the way. I got a chance to see it, and it's really, really good.
Mark Foster joins us on the program today. He'll talk about the controversy about the Foster the People mural that's in downtown Los Angeles that has involved the mayor. It's been so controversial about whether to take it down or not. And Meta World Peace will be here stopping by in studio.
The comedy stylings of Meta World Peace?
Yes, and I understand he used to also play basketball, but apparently he's a famous comedian now.
He dabbled now.